जयं विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदश्री श्रीमान अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जय। नितिनला प्रवेश विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदश्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की आनंदगोड़ी वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधाकृष्ण गोप गोविनाथ श्यामगुंड राधागुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगमाई की यमुन माई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टां स्थापितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्दियं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुधापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगण ललितां श्रीविशाखान्वितं च नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तसिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्रीवर्षभानविदेवी दैदाय कृपाब्धये कृष्णसंबंध विज्ञानं दायिने प्रभवे नमः। माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमाद्या श्रीरूपानुगभक्तिदा श्रीगौरकरुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते। नमस्ते गौरवाणि श्री मूर्तये दीनदारिणे रूपानुगमिरुद्धावसिद्धान्तद्वन्द्वहारिणे गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद् वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्बर साम्बोधि पदाम्बुजायते नमः। नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपानुगमरायते गौराविर्भवभूमिस्तु निर्देष्टा सज्जनप्रिया वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय दे नमः। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय दे कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तसात्विकम् हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमोऽस्तुते। जयतं सुरतो भङ्गो मम मन्दमदीर्घदि मत्सर्वस्व पदां भोजौ राधा मदनमोहनौ। दिव्यवृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमाद श्रीमन्रत्नाकर सिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमद् राधा शील गोविन्द देवौ प्रेष्ठालिभिः सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि। श्रीमन्द्रासनसारम्भी वंशी वटतटस्थिता कृष्णन् वेणुस्वनिर्गोपीर्गोपीनाथा श्रियेस्तुन तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिताम् भगवताम् नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथिताम् पुराणमुनिनाम् मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवतीमष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्ब त्वा मनुसन्धरामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी। नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे फुल्लारविन्दाय तवत्र नेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णप्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयप्रदीपा प्रपन्नवारिधाराय त्वोत्रवेत्रैकबाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः। सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपालनन्दन पार्थो वल्ससुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धम् गीतामृतम् महत् वसुदेवसुतम् देवम् कंसच्चाणूरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णम् वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। भीष्मद्रोणतटा जयद्रथजला गान्धार नीलोल्पल शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण वहनी कर्णेन वेलाकुल अश्वत्थामा विकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सोत्तीर्ण खलु पाण्डवैरणनदी कैवर्तक केशव पाराशर्यवज सरोजममलम् गीतार्थगन्धोत्कटम् नानाख्यानकेसरम् हरिकथा सम्बोधनाबोधितम् लोके सज्जनषल्पदैरहरः प्रपीयमानम् मुदा भूयाद् भारतपङ्कज कलिमल प्रध्वंसिन श्रेयसे। मुखम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यल्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदस्त्वन्वन्दि दिव्यैस्तवैर्वेदैर्साङ्गपदैर्क्रमोपनिषदैर्गायन्ति यम् सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितदद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनो यस्यान्तम् न विदुःसुरासुरगणै देवाय तस्मै नमः। परीक्षित महाराजा द किंग आस्ट शुक ब्रह्मर्षि इन दैट 15th चैप्टर दैट ही वुड लाइक टू हियर ए डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ दिस होल क्रिएशन डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ भूगोल वर्णन इट इज कॉल्ड इज इट नॉट यू कैन सी दी क्रिएशन मीन्स द होल प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स डिफरेंट हु लिव्स इन ईच प्लैनेट्स व्हाट गोज ऑन इन एवरी प्लैनेट ऑल दीस थिंग्स ही वांटेड टू हियर. The idea behind that, as I mentioned in the last Sunday also, that ultimately one has to see, whenever see something through any senses, any experience comes, the intention behind that is to make it as the experience of Krishna. That means if you see any object through the eyes, to be able to recognize Krishna's presence in there, whether it's a living being or a non-living being. In everywhere, to see Krishna's presence. That is the idea behind it. Otherwise, Parikshit Maharaj, who is going to leave his body in 7 days' time, what idea he had to ask this question, to want to hear about all the other planets and universes? It is the reason for that is spoken in this way, that he wanted to explain, experience, understand this, what this creation is about, because it is a secret of bhakti process. That in dhyanam process, what we know in Ashtanga Yogam, Bhakti Yogam is a new thing in that sense, that traditionally in the Vedam, what is spoken is about mostly jnanam, karmam, yoga, margam. And the Patanjali's Ashtanga Yogam system also will say that through yamam, niyamam, asanam, pranayamam, pratyaharam, dharanam, dhyanam, samadhi, through all these things, that we turn our mind inwards. That's the idea behind it, to get the mind going inwards. So so that the mind does not go outwards, so they close the eyes. But so that the mind will not travel to the world through the eye. Equally, if you close the ears, then the mind will not go through the ear to the world outside. So in this way, what we do in Ashtanga Yoga is you are closing down, shutting all the doors or the exit doors for the mind which is going to go outside. In bhakti process, there is a difference there. The difference is that we are not closing down any of the senses, not shutting the doors, but wherever the mind is going through the eyes to the world outside to try to see Krishna present there, instead of shutting the closed door down. So, in relatively, that is a little easier thing than shutting it completely and going inwards. It's a little bit difficult thing for most of the people because so many lifetimes it's been outside, wandering around in this world, this mind. And suddenly to pull it back towards inwards is a difficult process for many, many people. For in such situations, Bhakti Yogam can help. That at least to be able to recognize that wherever the mind is going outside in this world, at least trying to recognize Krishna's presence there, like the way gopis have done. If you look into the Krishna Karnamadam, you will see a verse, gopis talking about that. In the second canto, the 55th verse.
Vikredukama kila gopaganya murari padarpita chittavritti dadhyadigam mohavashada vojal govinda damodhara madhavedi. Vikredukama kila gopaganya murari padarpita chittavritti dadhyadigam mohavashada vojal govinda damodhara madhavedi.
A gopi was trying to sell butter, milk, yogurt and all these things, and she has kept one pot on top of the other and moving around, and she has got different products in different pots. She left home with the intention to sell all that, keeping one pot on top of the other, all these different things. Vikraidu kamagila gopaganya murari padarpita chittavritti. That is when this is happening. When she started trying to sell, and when she comes into another house, in front of the house, suddenly she saw Krishna there playing the flute in front of the house and stood there smiling, seeing the gopi. Gopi saw this, and as soon as gopi saw Krishna, immediately she has forgotten that she has come to sell these milk products. She has forgotten that she has come to sell that. Instead, because inside in her, these thoughts about Krishna is so strong that she has completely forgotten that she has come to sell these things to the people. But inside is full of Krishna. Therefore, when she saw Krishna inside, also that Krishna which was inside started flowing outside. And that is why, instead of asking anybody wants ghee or yogurt or butter, she started saying Govinda Damodara Madhavedi. She started saying, anybody wants Govinda Damodara or Madhava. In this way, completely she has lost that connection with her action, with the karma, and got involved in this. And she started saying, do you want Govinda or do you want Damodara or you want Madhava? So, so she hasn't given up her business. She is still continuing. And she is still selling the ghee, the milk, the butter and other things. But wherever, even though she is selling all these things at that time, her thought waves, chittavritti, that says there, murari padarpita chittavritti,
everywhere it is Krishna in her heart. It is Krishna in her heart. And this is easier to follow rather than driving the mind inwards, which is also a difficult job. So, so this system was practiced by many, many devotees who had followed this tradition of the gopis in that way, that yamam, niyamam, sadhana, they found that difficult to follow all the other things. Yamam, niyamam, asanam, pranayamam, pratyaharam, dharana, dhyanam, samadhi, all these things. So, and personalities like four Kumaras, Sanaga, Sanandana, Sanadana and Sanat Kumara, when they wander around, they have these things as their protection, which one, yama, yama, asanam, the eight processes of Ashtanga Yoga. Whereas gopis, they don't have any such thing. They have no such thing. Wherever they look, they find Krishna there in some way or the other. And that is why, whichever way they are looking, they are seeing Krishna there, and that is the gopis are saying there, that whenever we think about Vrindavanam, the memory of Krishna comes back. Whenever we see Govardhanam, memory of Krishna comes back. And whenever we see Kalini River, Yamuna River, and then memory of Krishna comes to us. And they mentions this in the Bhagavadam also, as soon as we close our eyes, immediately the memory of Krishna comes. So, so, Kumara says about this, the four Kumaras, they say that do one thing, he said, only when you see things outside that you are seeing Krishna there, presence there. If you close your eyes, what happens? The gopi says that we tried that also. Even if we want to not to remember Krishna, it's become difficult for us. And if you does not want to remember Krishna and we close our eyes, still inside this form of Krishna appears for us, and we are finding it difficult to we are finding it very difficult to forget that Krishna's form inside. So gopis are teaching us that whatever they see, whatever they do, that able to remember Krishna at all times, and therefore, for this reason only, what Sugar Brahma Rishi has done is, if you look, when we go through this, you will see, Sugar Brahma Rishi has spoken about this whole creation in relationship with Krishna. He is not a tourist guide, like we get from the tourist office. It's not a tourist guide. When we go through this, you will see there. Everywhere what Sugar Brahma Rishi is saying is that explaining this whole creation as a manifestation of Krishna. What goes on, and that is what is in the next two, three chapters, it's continuously a description of the whole creation, the way Sugar Brahma Rishi is seeing that. He is seeing what is going on, worship of Krishna or Krishna consciousness, how you can say Krishna consciousness, how it is practiced in different places, in different locations in the creation. And that is the next two chapters. We'll just read through that and then we will continue talking about that. Two chapters. If you understand this principle, why Sugar Brahma Rishi has spoken this. 5th canto, 16th chapter. So, Shridharacharya Swamiji mentions here, Purvoktam Dvibasin Vabhimanam Chinna Sarupada Spashtam Pravaktum Arabdha Panja Adhyayi Tadaparam. He says that all the different islands, the oceans, the different varshas, manam chinnam sirupam, and in their locations and their nature, these things are spoken in five chapters. Shorta sheta stada chordvam parida sannivesada mero sthidir mahi kancha karniga chopavarnyate. In the middle of this jambudipam, which is like a lotus flower, and in the right, in the middle of that, is what is called this mountains called Mahameru. And this how this Mahameru mountains standing there, and all around that, this what is what happens, what is going on all around this Mahameru. That is what is spoken in this 16th chapter. As you have to remember this always, that this is not a geographical description like the tourist map, where you will see where the roads and the different parks and different forests and different mountains. That's not what it is. It's actually Shiva Brahmarshi is seeing things which we can't see, obviously, which we can't see. He is seeing places where Krishna consciousness is done, practiced in different ways, in different people. Who is worshipping? Who is the chief personality there? Who is worshipped there? Krishna is not worshipped as Krishna everywhere. Some places it is Narasimhamurti. Some places it is Ramachandra. In some places it is Vishnu, Narayana form. So in different forms, in different places, how Krishna is worshipped, and who are the main devotees who is worshipping there. This is all Shukha Brahmarshi is interested. Shukha Brahmarshi is not interested to teach us geography. Don't look into Bhagavatam for learning geography. You will be making your biggest mistake then. Bhagavatam is not a geographical text. Like many people do, they think, look at that and try to compare with the scientists' understanding. That will not get anywhere. You are completely lost in that. So, Rajovacha. Uktastvayo bhumandalayama visesho yavad adityastavadiyatrajasau jyotisham ganesh chandramah vasah drishyate tatravi priyavradrata charana parijade saptami saptasindhava upakluptam adasya edasyam saptadipa visesha vigaspadayam vigalpastvaya bhagavan khali sujitam edadeva akhilamaham manado lakshanadascha sarvam vijijnyasami Bhagavado gunamaye sthula rupama aveshitam manohya gunebhi sushmatamam atmajyodishavare brahmani bhagavati vasudeva akhe kshamam aveshitam taduhaidal gurorhasya anuvarnayitumati Krishiruvacha Navai maharaja bhagavado maya guna vibhude kashtam manasavajasavadi dandumalam vibhudayushabhi purushastasmal pradhanyeneiva bhugolaka vishesham namarupamana lakshanado vyakhyasyama Yo vayam diva kuvilaya kamala gosha abhyantara gosho ni yudayojana vishalam samavartulo yatha pushkara patram yasmin navarshani navayojana sahasrayam anyashtabhir madhyadar girivisu vibhaktani bhavandi yasham madhye ilavrutam nama abhyantara varsham yasya nabhyam avasthita sarvada sauvarna kulagiri rajo meru divayam samunnaham Karniga Bhudam Kuvilaya Kamalasya Murdhani Dvatrisham Trimshal Sahasra Yojana Vidado Mule Shodasha Sahasram Davadam Darbhumyam Pravishtaham Uttarotarena Lavrdam Nilashvita Shringavan Nitrayoryam Vigahiranme Kurunam Varshanam Mariyada Gireya Pragayadam Ubhayda Charu Davathayo Dvisa Sahasra Pradava Ega Egasha Purvasma Uttaram Uttarodasham Shadigare Shena Dhairgyameva Krasandi Evam Dakshanaila Vrdam Shato Hemakudo Himale Idi Praga Eda Eda Niladeyo Aidayo Janal Seda Harivarshakim Purusha Bharadanam Yata Sankhyam Tathayvela Vrdam Varena Purvena Jamali Vilganda Madhana Vanila Nishat Nishathayado Dvisahasram Papradhadu Kedu Mala Vedrashvayo Simanam Mithadade Mandaro Meru Mandaram Subhashu Kumada Itya Aidayo Janistaru Nahamero Chadurdisham Avashtang Avashtabhangiraya Upakluptaha Chadurshwadesho Chuda Jambu Kadamban Yogrodas Chatwara Pada Pravara Parvadageda Ivadi Sahasrayojana Nasastaval Vidava Vidaya Shayojana Parinaha Kradas Chatwara Payamad Ikshurasmurstajala Yadubas Prashinam Upadevagana Yogeshuriani Swabhavigani Paradarshavatare Yandi Deva Udhyana Nija Bhavanda Chatwari Nandanam Chaitraradam Vaibrajagam Sarvadobadramidi Yeshamari Parigrada Sahasura Lelanala Lelanala Lama Yuthapadayam Upadevagane Upagiyamanam Himanam Kalavikurandi Mandarol Sangamekadasha Sadayojana Tungadeva Chudasharaso Giri Shikarastulani Phalani Amrutakalpani Patandi Tesham Vishiryamanana Madimadura Sugandhi Bahula Arunarasodena Runoda Namanadi Mandragiri Shigiran Napadandi, Purve Nalavadam Vaplavayadi, Yadu Joshanal Pavanya, Manijarina, Punajanimatuna, Mavayas Parsha Sugandavado, Deshayo, Janam Samanda, Danivasayadi. एवं जम्बूफलानाम् अत्युच्चनिपातविशीर्णानाम् अनस्तिप्राणानाम् भगायध्वानाम् रसेन जम्बूनाम नदीमेरुमन्दरशिखरादयुतयोजनम् अनिदले निपतन्ति दक्षिणेन आत्मानम् यावदिलामुपस्यन्दयति तावद्भयोरपि रोधस्योर्या मृत्तिका तत्र सेनानुविध्यमानम् वायुर्कसंयोगविभागेन सदा अमरलोकाभरणम् जाम्बूनदम् नाम सुवर्णम् भवति यदुहवाभुदादयसहदियुवतिभिर्मुकुट युवतिभिर्मुकुटकटककटिसूत्राद्याभरणरूपेण खलु धारयन्ति यस्तु महाकदम्बसुपार्श्वनिरूढायास्तस्य कोटरेभ्यो विनिसृतम् पञ्चायाम परिणाः पञ्चमधुधारा सुपार्श्वशिखरात्पतन्त्योपरेणात्मानमिलावृता अनुमोदयन्ति या ह्युवयुञ्जानानां मुख निर्वासितो वायुसमन्दा छदयोजनाम् अनुवासयति एवम् कुमुदनिरूढो य शतवल्षो नाम वटस्थस्य स्कन्धेभ्यो निचीनां पयोधति मधुकृतकुडानाद्यम्बरेशय्यासनाभरणादय सर्व एव कामदुहा नदा कुमुदाङ्गाल्पतन्दस्थम् उत्तरेणावृतम् उपयोजयन्ति यानुपजुषाणानाम् न कदाचिदपि प्रजानाम् वलीबलिदक्लमस्वेत् दौर्गन्धजरामयम् मृत्युशीतोष्णवैवर्ण्योपसंसर्गादयाम् सर्गादयस्ताव विशेषो भवन्ति यावज्जीवम् सुखम् निर्दिशयमेव कुरङ्गकुर कुसुम्बवैग ैतङ्गत्रिगुणशिशिरवदङ्गीषदनिशीनिवासकपिलेशं वैढूर्यजारुधि हंस हर्ष हंसर्षवनाग कालञ्जन नारदादयो विंशति गिरयो मेरो कर्णिकायामिव केसरभूतामूलदेशे परित उपक्लुप्ताः जटिलदेवगूढो पूर्वेण अष्टादोषे योजनसहस्रमुदगायुधो द्विसहस्रम् मृततुङ्गो भवद एवमपरेण पवनपरि पारियात्रौ दक्षिणे कैलासकरवीरो प्रागायदावेव उत्तरदश्रीशृङ्ग करावभिष्टमे अभिष्टमिरेधै परिस्थितोऽग्निरिव परितश्च स्कास्ति काञ्चनगिरि मेरो मूर्धनि भगवतम् अल्पयोनिर्मध्यत उन्नक्लुप्ताम् पुरीमयदयोजनसहस्रीम् समचतुरश्रांशादगोम् भीम् वदन्ति तामनुपरितो लोकपालानामष्टानाम् यथादिशम् यथारूपम् तुरीयमानेन पुरोष्टा उपक्लुप्ताः श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्यां संहितायाम् पञ्चमस्कन्दे भुवनकोशवर्णनम् नाम षोडशोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द 17 चाप्टर् प्रियव्रतचरित्रोक्तम् उक्ता दीपादिकल्पना तद्विशेषविजिज्ञासो कथान्ते परिपृच्छति Shrita Swami says there that Priyavrata's story was spoken. There, this discussion of the different dweebs and varshams, all that has come up. And when it has completed that series of the kings who have ruled this planet, and Parikshit asked this question in order to, he wanted to know the different planetary systems and who is, what's happening. Tada saptadeshe ganga gavanam da chaturdisham ilavrdedirudrena sangarshana nishayavanam. So, first thing is that the Mahameru mountain is in the middle, and in that Mahameru mountain, Ganga river goes in four directions, and Ganga's travel through that, and first thing is spoken about Ilavrata Varsham, where Rudra, Lord Shiva is present there, worshipping, he is worshipped there as Sankarsana Murti, Sankarsana or Balram there, and that is what is spoken in this 17th chapter. श्रीशुकुवाच तत्र भगवदसाक्ष्यालिङ्गस्य विष्णोर्विक्रमदो वामपादाङ्गुष्ठमघनिर्भन्नो अर्ध्वान् अण्डकटाहविवरेणान्तप्रविष्टाय बाह्यजलद्वारा तच्छरणपङ्कजावने जनारुण किञ्जल्कोपरजिदाखिलजगतः जगदहमलापहोपस्पर्शनामलम् साक्षात् भगवतपदीत्यनुपलक्षितवचोऽभिधीयमानादि महदा कालेन युगसहस्रोपलक्षणेन दिवो मूर्धन्यावतधारयद्विष्णुपदमाहु यत्रह वाव वीरव्रत औतानवादी परमभागवतोऽस्मल्कुलदेवता चरणारविन्दोदगमिति याम् अनुसमुत्कृष्यमाण भगवल्भक्तियोगेन दृढम् क्लद्यमानान्तर्हृदयम् औल्कण्ठ्यवेशामीदलोचनम् युगलकुड्मलविगलितामलबाष्पकलयाभिव्यजमाना रोमपुलककलको अधुनापि परमादरेण शिरसा बिभर्ति ततः सप्तहृदयस्थलप्रभावाभिज्ञायाम् ननु तमस आत्यन्तिकी सिद्धिरे तावती भगवती सर्वात्मनि वासुदेवे अनुवरद भक्तियोगलाभे नैवोपेक्षितात्यार्थात्मगतयो मुक्तिमिवागदाम् मुमुक्षव इव स बहुमहानमद्यपि जडाजुडैरुद्वहन्ति ततो अनेकसहस्रकोटिमानि विमानानीक सङ्कुलदेवयानेन अवतरन्ति इन्दुमण्डलमावार्य ब्रह्मसदने निपतति तत्र चतुर्धा विद्यमान चतुर्भिन्नामपि चतुर्दिशमपि स्पन्दन्ति नदन நதன தீபதிமேவா அபினிவேஷதை சீதா அழகநந்தா சக்ஷோர்பிரத்ரேதி சீதாது பிரம்மசதனால் கேசராஜலாதிகிரி சிகரேபியோதோத பிரஸ்ரவந்தி கந்தமாதனமூர்த சுபதித்வாந்தரேண பத்ராசிவர்ஷம் பிராச்சியாம் திசிக்ஷார சமுத்திரம் அபிப்பிரவிஷதி ஏவம் மால்யவச்சின் சிக்ரான் நிஷ்பதந்தி ததோனுபரத வேகா கேதுமாலம் அபிஜக்ஷு பிரதீச்சியாம் திசி சரில் பதிம் பிரவிஷதி பத்ராச்சோத்தரதோ மேருசிரசோ நிபதிதா ஸ்ரீகிஷிகரா கிரிசிகரமதிஹாய ஸ்ருங்கவத ஸ்ருங்காத வசந்தமானாமுத்தராம்ஸ்து குரூ நபீத உதீச்சாம் திசி ஜலதிமபி பிரவிஷதி ததைவ அழகநந்தா தட்சிணேனா பிரம்மசதனாத் பகூனி கிரிகூடானி அதிக்ரம்ய ஹேமகூடாத்தமகூடானியதி ரபசாதரம்ஹசாலுடயம் தீபாரதமபிவர்ஷம் தட்சிணஸ்யாம் திசி ஜலதிமபி பிரவிஷதி யஸ்யாம் ஸ்தானார்த்தம் சாகச்சத பும்ச பதே பதே அஸ்வமேத ராஜசூயாதீனாம் பலம் நதுர்லபமிதி அந்நேஜ நத்யச்ச வர்ஷே வர்ஷே சந்தி பகுஷோ மேர்வாதி கிரிதுஹிதரம் சதசஹ தத்ராபி பாரதமேவ வர்ஷம் கர்மக்ஷேத்ரம் அந்யான்ய அஷ்டவர்ஷாணி சொர்க்கிணாம் புண்ணியம் சேஷோபோகஸ்தானானி பௌமானி சொர்க்கபதானி வியபதிஷந்தி ஏஷு புருஷாணாம் ஆயுத புருஷாயு வர்ஷாணாம் தேவகல்பானாம் நாகாயுத பிராணானாம் வஜ்ரசம்ஹனன பலவயோமோத பிரமிதி மகா சௌரதமிதனம் வேவாயாப வர்க்க வர்ஷகிருதைக கர்ப்பகலத்ராணாம் தத்ரதோ த்ரைதாயிக சமம் காலோ வர்த்ததே யத்ரஹ தேவோபதயா சுயை சொர்க்கண சுர்கணநாயர்விதமஹார்ஹணம் சர்வர்த்து குசுமஸ்தபல குசுமஸ்தபக பலகிசலயஸ்ரீயானம் மான விடவலதா விடவலதா விடபி உபமம் உபசும்பமான ருச்சிரகானாசிரயமாயதன வர்ஷ கிரிதிரோணிஷு ததா சாமலஜ சாமலஜலாசயேஷு விகச விவித நவ 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 நவநருஹாமோதித ஜாஜஹம்ச ஜல குக்குட காரண்டவ சாரச சக்கரவாதிபிர் மதுர நிகராதிபிருபகுஜிதேஷு ஜலக்கிரீடாதிபிர் விசித்திர வினோதே சுலலித சுரசுந்தரீணாம் காமகலில விஹலாச ஹாசலீலாவலோகாகிருஷ்ட மனோதிருஷ்டயஸ்வைரம் விஹரந்தி நவஸ்வபி வர்ஷேஷு பகவான் நாராயணோ மகாபுருஷ புருஷாணாம் ததனுக்ரஹாயாம் ஆத்மதத்துவீகேன ஆத்மநாத்திபி சந்நிதியதே இலாவ்ருதேது பகவான் பவ ஏக ஏவ உமான்யன்யஸ்தத்ராபரோ நிர்விஷதி பவான்யாம் சாபநிமித்தஜ்ஞோ யல் பிரவேட்சதாம் ஸ்ரீபாவம் ஸ்தல்பலஷ்சாத் வக்ஷ்யாமி பவானீநாதே ஸ்ரீகணார்புத சஹஸ்ரைரவிருத்தியமானோ பகவது பகவத சதுர்மூர்த்தேர் மகாபுருஷஸ்ய துரியாம் தாமசீ மூர்த்திம் பிரகதிமால்பன சங்கர்ஷணம் சம்ஞாமால் சமா அல்பசமாதி ரூபேணாம் சந்நிதாப்பி ததவிகணன் பவ உபதாவதி ஸ்ரீ பகவானுவாசாம் ஓம் நமோ பகவதே மகாபுருஷாய சர்வகுண சாங்கியானாய அனந்தாய அவ்யக்தாய நமைதி பஜே பஜஞ்ஞாரண பாத பங்கஜம் பகஸ்ய கிருஷ்ணஸ்ய பரம்பராயணம் பக்தேஷு லம்பாவித பூத பாவனம் பவாபஹம் த்வாம் பவபாவம் ஈஸ்வரம் நயஸ்ய மாயா குணஜித்த மிருத்திபுர நிரீட்சதோ அன்னுமி திருஷ்டி ரஜ்யதேஷே யதா நோஜித மஞ்சுரம் ஹசாம் குஸ்தம் நமன்யித ஜிகீஷுராத்மனா அசத்துஷோய பிரதிபாதி மாயா க்ஷீபைவ மத்வாசவதாம்ரலோச்சன நாகவத்வாரோஹணை ஷிரேக்ரியா யல்பாதயோ ஸ்பர்ஷன தர்ஷிதேந்திரியா யமாஹுரஸ்யாஸ்திதிஜன்மசம்யமம் த்ரிபிர்விஹீனம் யமநந்த மிருஷயா நவேத சித்தார்த்தமிவ க்வஜில் ஸ்திதம் பூமண்டலம் மூர்த்தசகசிரநாமசோம் யஸ்ய அத்யமஸ்தில் குணவிக்ரஹோ மகான் விஜ்ஞானதிஷ்ணோ பகவான் ஜக்கில யல் சம்பவோஹம் த்ரூரதா ஸ்வதேஜசா வைகாரிகம் தாமசமைந்திரியம் ஸ்ரஜே ஏதேவயம் யஸ்ய வசே மகாத்மனா ஸ்திதா ஷகுந்தாம் இவ சூத்ரயந்த்ரிதா மகானகம் வைகிருத தாமசேந்திரிய ஸ்ரஜாம சர்வே யதனுக்ரஹாதிதம் யன்னர்மிதம் குருஹிபி கர்ம வர்வணி மாயாம் ஜனோயாம் ஜனோயம் குணசர்கமோஹிதா நவேத நிஸ்தாரண யோகமஞ்சசா தஸ்மை நமஸ்தே விலையோதயாத்மனே ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதே மகாபுராணே பரமஹம்சியாம் சம்ஹிதாயாம் பஞ்சமஸ்கந்தே சப்ததசோத்யாய சர்வத்ர கோவிந்த நாம சங்கீர்த்தனம் கோவிந்த கோவிந்த ஃப்ரம் ஹியர் புகோள வர்ணன பிகின்ஸ் புகோள வர்ணன மீன்ஸ் தி டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி டிஃப்ரெண்ட் பிளேசஸ் Everything what we see, to see that it is Krishna present there. And because after all, this creation is Krishna's gross form, isn't it? Gross manifestation of Krishna is this creation. It is Krishna's gross manifestation. As you know from Upanishads, when the Chadishloki Bhagavatam also says, from Krishna came this creation. Aham eva samayagagre nanyadil Satsalparam Paschadaham Yadedache Evashishyada Sosmiham. So it is in between this creation is, in between Krishna's beginning and the end. So if this gross form, if we succeed or if we get used to seeing in the gross existence everything in our meditation as Krishna's manifestation, then it makes a little easier in a sushma form, in the subtle form. If in the gross form, if we have got used to seeing Krishna's presence in everything in the creation, then when it comes to internally meditating on the sushma form or the subtle form of that, it will become a little easier because gross form won't disturb you anymore then, if you have got used to that. Because gross form disturbs at the moment. The gross things comes, interferes with our meditations. That is why this gross form is spoken first. And and that is the purpose behind it, presenting it in this way. So first thing here is how to meditate on this gross form of Krishna. Gross form of Krishna mentions that this creation is that there is this earthly planet also, Saptasagaram and Saptadvipam, seven islands and seven oceans here. And we saw that how Priyavrata did that through his chariot. He dug the oceans into seven oceans and the earthly planet into seven islands. That was happened in Priyavrata's time. And and in the middle of all these things is the Jambudvip. And surrounding that Jambu islands is the salt, the salt ocean. And they're saying that 100,000 yojana means 8 miles, is the circumference of this Jambudvip. And in the middle of this Jambudvip is the Mahameru mountain standing there. And and when Shiva Brahmarshi meditated on that form of the Jambudvip and Mahameru mountain, for him it appeared like a lotus flower. Appeared like a lotus flower. Just like the, because you can see Shiva Brahmarshi is looking at as a lotus flower which is in Krishna's hands, Vishnu's form. In Vishnu's hand there is a lotus flower. That's the way Shiva Brahmarshi saw that. And like the lotus flower, it has got in its middle what we call it in the Shastram, they call it as Karniya. And around that, then you have got the petals all around. And that is how the lotus flower is. You have got the petals all around, and right in the middle of that, I don't know what the English word for that, Karniya they call it, right in the middle of the lotus flower.
Pollens.
So Jambudvipa is like that, and right in the middle of this lotus flower, Shiva Brahmarshi says there is this Mahameru mountains, and like it made of gold is present there, and all around them is different mountains. He says there 28 mountains are spoken there, and the idea behind that is, he says there, if you look at it, it will appear as though, he says, this Mahameru mountains, it doesn't fall off in any directions. Or Shiva Brahmarshi is seeing everything in a spiritual way. That is why his explanations are also in relationship with the Vedam or in the Shastra. So he says here, well, while performing sacrifices, Yagam, at that time, that they use the grass for, that they use the grass in there, and he say, and there is a parishkaranam, they call it, the process with the grass, that it is requires fire, and with the help of the fire they burn this grass, and the grass is burned, and that process is called parishkaranam. So, but because people have lost that connection with the sacrifices and yoga process or the yajna processes, therefore it's difficult for them to visualize and understand this. But Kesara Parvatam, which are these 28 mountains which is all around, and he says there, they are all called then these petals are coming from outside, and in the position where these different petals are there, those land what is present there, it's called Varsham. That's called Varsham. So Mahameru mountains on the northern side, there are three Varshams, and they have mentioned, and in the south side there is three, and the east side there is one, and the western side there is one. In this way, nine Varshas are spoken in the Bhagavatam all around the Mahameru mountains. First thing, they are going to talk about what's happening on the top of the Mahameru mountain. What happens there? Mahameru is made of gold, and on top of that golden mountain, there is a residence there, on top of the Mahameru mountains. And Brahma comes and stays, that's his holiday home. Brahma's holiday home. He lives there, on top of the Mahameru mountain. And Brahma comes there, and there he has got also another eight bungalows around, and that is meant for the Ashtadik Palas. That means the different predominating deities for the eight different directions. And their bungalows are also there, but they are all locked up. Nobody is living there. So, and the problem is that they don't even rent it out to anybody. They're just locked up, like some people keep houses everywhere, isn't it, all over the world. Some people have got in Tenerife, in America, in Mayapur, in Vrindavan, everywhere. It's all locked up, lying there. And they're living here. So, something similar to that. So, they won't use it themselves, and they won't give it to anybody else to use it either. And then say, we say, there's a shortage of... So this system is not a new thing. It's been happening from creation that people do like these kind of things. So this Brahma's bungalow on the top of the Mahameru mountains, Bhagavatam says like this, that there are certain lakes all around, and if you bathe in those lakes, all the siddhis you can get from by bathing in those lakes. For example, they say Paragaya Pravesham, getting into somebody's body. You can leave your body here and get into somebody else's body. Say somebody is dead, you leave your body and you can go and enter into somebody else's body. Paragaya Pravesham. Dura Shravanam, you can hear something happening thousands and thousands of miles away. Sitting here, you can hear that. So, all those things are mentioned there. Then there are these lakes. If you go and stand near the shore of these lakes, and if you pray that tomorrow I'm going for some marriage, or I need some gold for my daughter's marriage, or things like that, and then immediately it will be delivered to you from these lakes. So, and if you say that I want the gold, not just pure gold, but in the form of jewelry, that will be delivered to them as well. So, and it will be there. But the only thing is, after you have finished using them, you have to go back and return it there. That is why, if you go now and pray for it, you don't get it anymore. Because those who have taken it, they have not returned it yet. That's what has happened. It looks like that. That is not returned. So, then there is talks about, there are certain trees there. Jambu trees. It's a huge tree, and the fruits that comes from the tree is the size of an elephant, all those fruits from there. And it is reddish color, and when it is fully ripe, it will drop from the tree. And once it has fallen from the tree, it will, the juice that comes from these fruits, it will start flowing like a river. It will start flowing like a river. And that juice that's come from those fruits, due to the power of the wind, it gets dried up, and that is what is called Jambunadam. That means the gold of the Jambudvip. And it is not like the gold what we have here. That very special this is, because it is so pure, and there is no and there is no impurities in that. Such a pure gold. And just like you can see when there is a drought and other things happens, how the land becomes very dry and it starts breaking up, isn't it? Similarly, these blocks, this gold that is thrown like that, due to the power of the wind and everything, it breaks up. And you can, just like gold biscuits, it's ready there to go and pick it up from there. Anyway, it is very special, and many people go there to get that from there. So it's like so many wonderful things, it's spoken in the Bhagavatam. And afterwards, if you get closer to Mahameru Mountains, there is one Varsham land which is around Mahameru, which is called Ilavrata Varsham. And all four sides of the Mahameru, and then in the eastern side and the western side, there are other Varshas as well. And the mountains that separating the boundary, they separate one Varsham from the other, that is the job of these mountains who are present there. So, from one mountain to another mountain, it is a large Varsham which is called Ilavrata Varsham, Ilavrata. And that Ilavrata Varsham, men are not allowed to go there. Because there, Lord Shiva and Sri Parvati, they stay there. And Parvati and Parameshwara, Lord Shiva and Sri Parvati lives there. And Sri Parvati was while once sitting in Lord Shiva's lap, and nobody normally goes there. It so happened in one occasion, that some rishis, which are great yogis and they have got great siddhis as well, they went to see Lord Shiva. When they went there, Sri Parvati was sitting on Lord Shiva's lap, and she was naked as well, so she felt very awkward when they walked in, these rishis, when they walked in. She says to Lord Shiva, that why do they come like this without any prior notice, as and when they like? Is that proper? And that's not a very nice thing. Then, therefore, even if they are men, it's not proper for them to come like this. Therefore, in future if they come, they should become women before they enter inside. And Lord Shiva gave that blessing to them. But that anyone who comes to Lavrata Varsham, as soon as they enter into Lavrata Varsham, they will turn out to be women. But in that situation, if women comes there, whether that is objectionable or not, we don't know. But whatever it may be, you have to ask that question to Sri Parvati, because it's her rule. So that is Ilavrata Varsham. And in Ilavrata Varsham, Lord Shiva is there, and there is other nine Varshas, and Lord Shiva is worshipped there. But who is Lord Shiva? It mentions the Bhagavatam, he is Sankarshanamurti, Balaram himself. That's why Shiva's position is very unique in the creation. He is no different than Krishna in that sense. Like Krishna and Balaram are not different. Similarly, Balaram and Shiva is not different. And this is in the personal form when we talk about it. But if you don't go into the personality side of it, in the creation process, he is the Ahangaram. Mahatattvam becomes Ahandattvam, isn't it? So Mahatattvam is Ahangaram. So that Ahangaram is Sankarshanamurti, and that Sankarshanamurti is Lord Shiva, and he is what is, who is worshipped in the Ilavrata Varsham, and Shiva's form, and Shiva Arvadi in that form, in that way. Then nine Varshas, and all those Varshas who is worshipped there, and devotees who are worship them, and who the devotees, how do they worship the Lord in these places, that is spoken. So when we are discussing this Bhugola Varnana, or this description of this creation, it is easier if you remember that you are traveling in a train. Bhagavatam is like a train, isn't it? It's a 12 compartment train. The train is going, because that's how Shiva Brahmarshi is explaining to us, that he is taking us to different places, and the train stops there and tells us what's going on there, and the train moves afterwards. Goes to the next station, stops there, and talked about what worship is going on, who is worshipping, who is worshipped. All those things are spoken. So, so remember that you are traveling in this train, as you mentioned before. The train has left the earthly planet and it is going to the top, into the sky. And this train, and we are traveling in there. Where are we now? We have reached this place. We are traveling the whole Bhugola. Bhugola means the earthly planet altogether. So we have reached the top of this Mahameru mountain in the middle, and we are looking from there. But one thing you will notice, Shukha Brahmarshi won't stop the train everywhere, only in certain places, because he is only interested wherever the Supreme Lord is worshipped, wherever Supreme Lord is worshipped, wherever there are devotees, wherever there is Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken, or wherever the chanting of the holy name is going on, only in such places he will stop the train. Where places where it's not happening, he doesn't stop the train. And all we can do is, while traveling in this train, whenever the train stops, you can also participate for a few minutes in the worship that's going on by remembering what goes on in those places. So, it is different. What you have to understand is, Shiva Brahmarshi's approach is different. If we are going somewhere, what we will do normally? We will find out where are the places to enjoy first, isn't it? With hotels to stay, and sightseeing, where is it possible? Those things we will first find out. And then we will add to that, if there is any temple around or any holy places, we will add that into our travel itinerary. So, there is a difference. Shukha Brahmarshi is not interested in all that. Shukha Brahmarshi is only saying to us that he is only seeing the whole creation purely as a manifestation of Krishna, where Krishna is worshipped by whom, in what form, and who are the devotees, how the process of worship. That's all. Nothing else is spoken in the Bhugola Varnana. That is why when we look at Srimad Bhagavatam and trying to understand the geography of it and bring it into our mundane geographical understanding, it will not have any relationship. And it won't make any sense also, because Brahmarshi's intention was not to teach us geography. That's not his intention. His interest is to tell us, because of his transcendental nature, what he can see and what goes on in the whole creation. So, so Shukha Brahmarshi doesn't stop this train of Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere. And so then we can hear in all these, from now on, in all the different chapters, what are they talking about, the devotees there? And what do they have to say to us in these different locations? So we'll start reading that. 18th and 19th chapter will begin with that. Ashtadashi tato mero purvadi karmadas trishu trishu jyotra varsheshu sevya sevaka varnana. Sridharajari Swami says like this, that on the eastern side, south side and the western side, and in the northern side, that of the Meru mountains, which form of Krishna is worshipped there, by which devotees, that you will see in this next chapter, 18th chapter. Shri Shuka Vacham Tathaja Badra Shrava Namadharmastadasal Kulabadaya Purusha Badra Shavarshe Sachal Bhagavado Vasudeva Sapriyam Tanum Dharmamayim Hai Shirshabhidanam Paramena Samadhanam Samadhina Samnidha Piedam Abhigrananda Upadavandi Badrashrava Saucho Om Namo Bhagavade Dharmaya Alpa Vishodhanayanam Idi Aho Vijitram Bhagavad Vijeshtidam Ghanandam Janoyam Himushanna Vashyadi Dhyanna Sadhyahi Vigarma Sevidam Narkhritya Putram Pidaram Jijivushadi Vadandi Vishwam Kavayasvan Ashwaram Pashyandi Jadhyalpa Vido Vipaschida Tadavi Mukhyandi Tavajamaye Asuvismidam Krityamajam Natosmitam Vishod Bhavastha Nirodhakarmam Te Hyarthkartu Rangigadam Apyabhavrata Yuktanna Chitram Dui Kairyakarane Sarvalpmini Vidirikte Javastudam Vedan Yugande Tamasa Tiraskritan Rasatala Dionaduranga Vigraha Pratyadadevai Kavaye Bhiyajade Tasmai Namaste Vidahe Hidayiti Harivarshe Chabi Bhagavan Narahari Rupena Aste Tadrupa Grahana Nimitta Muttaratra Abhidase Taddaitam Yuva Mahavrusha Gunabhajano Mahabhagavato Daitya Dharma Kula Durthi Garana Shila Charita Prakhlado Avyavadhana Anya Bhakti Yogena Saha Tadvarsha Purusha Iruvaste Midam Chodaharadi Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya നമസ്തേജസ്തേജസേ ആവിരാവിർഭവ വജ്രനഖ വജ്രദംഷ്ടകർമാശയാൻരന്ധയരന്ധയ തമോഗ്രസഗ്രസ ഓം സ്വാഹ അഭയമഭയമാത്മനി ഭൂയിഷ്ട ഓം ക്ഷോം സ്വസ്ഥസ്യ വിശ്വസ്യ ഖല പ്രസീദതാം ധ്യായന്തു ഭൂതാനി ശിവം മിഥോ ധിയ മനശ്ച ഭദ്രം ഭജദാഹദോക്ഷ ജയാവേശ്യതാം നോ മതിരപ്യഹൈതുകിം ആകാരദാരാത്മജവിത്തബന്ധുഷു സംഗം യദോ സ്യാൽ ഭഗവൽ പ്രിയേഷു ന യ പ്രാണവൃത്യാ പരിതുഷ്ടമാത്മാവാൻ സിദ്ധ്യത്യ ദൂരാ ന തദേന്ദ്രിയ പ്രിയ യൽ സംഗലബ്ധം നിജ വീര്യ വൈഭവം തീർത്ഥം മുഹു സംസ്പൃശനാം ഹി മാനസം ഹരത്യജോന്താശുതിഭിർഗദോംഗജം കോ വൈ ന സേവേത മുകുന്ദ വിക്രമം യസ്യാസ്തി ഭക്തിർഭഗവത്യകിഞ്ചന സർവൈഗുണൈസ്തത്ര സമാസദേ സുര ഹരാവ ഭക്തസ്യ മഹോ കുതോ മഹൽ ഗുണ മനോരഥേന സതി ധാവതോ ബഹി ഹരിർഹി സാക്ഷാൽ ഭഗവൻ ശരീരിണാം ആത്മാജഷാണാം ഇവതോയമീപ്സിതം ഇത്വാ മഹാം സ്തംഭിതി സജ്ജതേ ഗൃഹേ തദാ മഹത്വം വയസാ ദമ്പതീനാം തസ്മാത് രജോ രാഗ വിഷാദമന്യു മാനസ്പൃഹാഭയസൈന്യാധിമൂലം ഹിത്വാ ഗൃഹം സംസൃതി ചക്രവാളം നൃസിംഹപാദം ഭജതോ കുതോ ഭയമിതി കേതുമാലേവി ഭഗവാൻ കാമദേവ സ്വരൂപേണ ലക്ഷ്മ്യാ പ്രേജകീർഷയ പ്രജാപതിർദുഹൃതൃണാം പുത്രാണാം തദ്വർഷപതീനാം പുരുഷായുഷ ഹോരാത്ര പരിസംഖ്യാനാം യാസാം ഗർഭാ മഹാപുരുഷ മഹാസ്ത്രതേജസോദ്വേജിത മനസാം വിധ്വസ്തവസം വ്യസവസംവത്സരാന്തേ വിനിപതന്തി അതീവ സുലളിതഗതി വിലാസ വിലസിത രുചിരഹാസലേശാവലോകലീലയ കിഞ്ചിത്തം സുന്ദര ഭൂമണ്ഡല ഭഗവതന അരവിന്ദശ്രിയാരമയാം രമാം രമയേന്ദ്രിയാണി രമയതേ തൽഭഗവതോ മായാമയം രൂപം പരസമാധി യോഗേന രമാദേവീം സംവത്സരസ്യ രാത്രിഷു പ്രജാപതിർദുഹൃതി ഉപേദാഹസുജ തൽഭർത്തൃപാസ്തൈതം ചോദാഹരതി ഓം ഹാം ഹ്രീം ഹ്രൂം ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ ശ്രീകേശായ സർവഗുണശേഷൈർ വിലക്ഷിതാത്മനെ ആകൂതീനാം ചിതീനാം ചേതസാം വിശേഷാണാം ചാതിപതയേ ഷോഡശകലായ ഛന്ദോമയാം അന്നമയായാം അമൃതമയായാം സർവമയായാം സഹസേ ഓജസേ ബലായ കാന്തായ കാമായ നമസ്തേ ഉഭയത്ര ഭൂയാൽ സ്ത്രീയോ വൃതസ്വാഭിഷികേശ്വരം സ്വതോ ആരാധ്യലോകേ പരിമാശസേന്യേ താസാം തദേവൈ പരിവാന്ത്യപത്യം പ്രിയം ധനായും ഷിയതോ സ്വതന്ത്ര സവൈപരിസ്യാകുതോഭയസ്വയം സമന്ദനപ്പാതിഭയാതുരം ജനം സേവയേ ധരതാമിധോമയം നൈവാത്മലാഭാദതി മന്യതേ പരം യാ തസ്യതേ പാദസരോരുഹാർഹണം നികാമയേൽ സാഹില കാമലം വണ തദേവ രാസീപ്സിതമിപ്സിതോർച്ചിതോ യദ്ഭക്തയാജ്ഞാ ഭഗവൻ പ്രതപ്യതേ മൽപ്രായശേഷേ സുരാസുരാദയസ്തപ്യന്തമുഗ്രം തവ ഐന്ദ്രിയേ ധിയ ഹൃദയ ഭവൽപാദപരായണാം നമാം വിന്ദന്ത്യഹം ത്വദ്രതയാ യതോചിത സത്വം മമാപ്യച്യുത ശീർഷ്ണി വന്ദിതം കരാംബുജം യത്വദധായി സാത്വദാം വിവർഷിമാം ലക്ഷ്മവരേണ്യമായ ക ഈശ്വരസ്യേഹിതമോഹിതം വിഭൃതി രമ്യകേശ ഭഗവത് പ്രേതമം മാത്സ്യമവതാരൂപം തദ്വർഷ പുരുഷസ്യ മനോ പ്രാക് പ്രദർശിതം സൈതാനീമപി മഹതാ ഭക്തിയോഗേന ആരാധേയീനം ചോദാഹരതി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ മുഖ്യതമായ നമസ്തത്വായ പ്രാണായ ഉജസേ സഹസേ ബലായ മഹാമത്സ്യായ നമൈതി അന്തർബഹിശ്ചാഖിലോകപാല ഏരദൃഷ്ടരൂപോ വിചരസ്യരുസ്വന സ ഈശ്വരസ്ത്വമീദം വശേനയനാത്മാ യഥാ ദാരുമയീം നരസ്ത്രിയാഃ നരസ്ത്രിയം യം ലോകപാലാഖ്യ മത്സരജ്വര ഹിത്വായുധന്തോ വിപൃതക് സമേത്യ ച പാതും നശൈകുർദ്ധിപദ സരീസൃപം സ്ഥാണു യതത്ര ദൃശ്യതേ ഭവാൻ യുഗന്ധാർണവോർമിമാലിനി ക്ഷോണീമിമാമോഷതിരുവിരുധാം നിധിം മയാ സഹോരുക്രമതേജമൗജസ തസ്മൈ സകൽ പ്രാണഗണാത്മനേ നമൈതി ഹിരൺമയി ഭഗവാൻ നിവസതി കൂർമദനം വിഭ്രാണ തസ്യ തൽപ്രീതമാം തനുമര്യമാം സഹവർഷപൂരുഷൈ പിതൃഗണാധിപതി ഉപധാവതീം മന്ത്രമിമം ചാനുജപതി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ അഗൂഢാരായ സർവസത്വഗുണവിശേഷേണ ഉപലക്ഷിതസ്ഥാനായ നമോ വർഷ്മണേ നമോ ഭൂമ്യേ നമോ നമോ അവസ്ഥാനായ നമസ്തേ ധ്രുവമേതനിജമായ അർപ്പിതമർത്തസ്വരൂപം ബഹുരൂപരൂപിതം സംഖ്യാനയസ്യാസയഥോബലം ഭനാൽ തസ്മൈ നമസ്തേ വ്യപദേശരൂപിണേ ജരായുജം സേജമണ്ഡയോൽപിതം ചരാചരം വേവർഷവിതൃഭൂതമൈന്ദ്രിയം ദ്യൗഖം ക്ഷിതി ശൈലസരിൽ സമുദ്രം ദീപഗ്രഹേ രക്ഷേത വിധേയമേക യസ്മിന്ന സംഖ്യേ വിശേഷനാമം രൂപാകൃതോ കൽപ്പിതേയം സംഖ്യയാ തത്വർഷാപനീയതേ തസ്മൈ നമഃ സാഖ്യനിദർശനായതേതി ഉത്തരേഷു പുരുഷ ഭഗവാൻ യജ്ഞപുരുഷ കൃതവരാഹരൂപമാസ്തേ ഇതം ദേവീ ഹൈഷാ ഭൂസഃ കുബീരസ്ഖലിത
bhakti yogeno vadha avadi imam cha parama upanishadam avartayati om namo bhagavate mantra tattva lingaya yajnakratave mahadvaravayavaya mahavirushaya nama karma shuklaya trivaya namaste yasya sarupam kayo vipaschido guneshu darushu vajata veda samadhrindi madhramanasa didrakshavo gudam kriyartai nama iridalpmani dravya kriya hetvaini shakartribir maya gunair vastu nirikshidalpmani അന്യക്ഷയാംഗാതിശയാത്മബുദ്ധിർ നിരസ്തമായ കൃതയേ നമോ നമ കരോതി വിശ്വസ്തി സംയമോദയം യസ്യേപ്സിതം നേപ്സിതമീക്ഷി ദുർഗുണൈ മായാ യഥോയോ ഭ്രമദേ തദാശ്രയം ഗ്രാവനോ നമസ്തേ ഗുണകർമ്മ സാക്ഷിണേ പ്രമഥ്യ ദൈത്യം പ്രതിവാരണം മൃതേ യോമാം രസായാം ജഗദാദിസൂകര കൃത്വ അഗ്രം ശ്രീനിരകാദുതന്യുത ക്രീഡൻ നിവേദ പ്രണതാസ്മിതം വിഭുമിതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമംസ്യം സംവിധായം പഞ്ചമസ്കന്ധേ ഭുവന വശവർണ്ണനം നാമ അഷ്ടദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഊനവിംശേ കിം പുരുഷേ ഭാരതേജോപവർണ്യതേ സേവ്യസേവക ഭാവശ്ച ഭാരത ശ്രേഷ്ഠമേവ ച ദെൻ ദി നെക്സ്റ്റ് വൺ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഈസ് ടു വർഷം സ്പോക്കൺ ഹിയർ കിം പുരുഷവർഷം ആൻഡ് ഭാരതവർഷം ആൻഡ് ഇൻ ദീസ് ടു വർഷംസ് ഇൻ വിച്ച് ഫോം കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് വർഷിപ്ഡ് ദേർ And particularly, the significance of Bharatavarsham is spoken there in this 19th chapter. Shri Shuka Huvacha, Kim Purushe Varshe Bhagavandamadi Purusham Lakshmanagrajam Sidha Viramam Ramam Tacharana Sannigrasha Avirada Parama Bhagavado Hanuman Saha Kim Purushe Avirada Bhakti Upaste Arshishayana Saha Gandharvai Anugiyamanam Paramagalyanim Bhartra Bhagavilkadam Samupashrano Odi Swayam Chedam Gayati ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകായ നമ ആര്യലക്ഷണശീലവൃതായ നമോ ഉപശിക്ഷിതാത്മന ഉപാസിതലോകായ നമ സാധുവാദ നികഷണായ നമോ ബ്രഹ്മണ്യദേവായ മഹാപുരുഷായ മഹാരാജായ നമൈതി യത്വദ്വിശുദ്ധാനുഭവമാത്രമേകം സുതേജസാദ്വസ്തഗുണവ്യവസ്ഥം പ്രത്യപ്രശാന്തം സുതിയോ ഭലംബനം അനാമരൂപം നിരഹം പ്രപദ്യേ മർത്യാവഹാരസ്ഥേഹമർത്യശിക്ഷണം രക്ഷോവധായൈവ കേവലം വിഭോ കുതോന്യദാസ്യാദ്രമസ്വമാത്മനസീതാകൃതാനി വ്യസനാനീശ്വരസ്യ സവൈസാത്മാത്മവതാം സുഹൃത്തമ സക്തസ്ത്രീലോക്യാം ഭഗവാൻ വാസുദേവ ന സ്ത്രീകരണം കുഷ്മലമശ്നുവീതം ന ലക്ഷ്മണം ചാപി വിഹാതുമർഹതി ന ജന്മനൂനം മഹതോ ന സൗഭഗം നവാനമുദ്രം നാഗരിസോഷഹേതു ത്വേദിദ്ദിസൃഷ്ടാന വിനോവനോഗ ശശ്ചകാല സഖ്യേപദ ലക്ഷ്മണാഗ്രജാം സുരാസുരോ വ്യാപിതവാനരോനരാ സർവാത്മനായ സുഹൃദജ്ഞമുത്തമം പചേതരാമം മനുജാകൃതിം ഹരിം യ ഉത്തരാനനയൽ കോസലാന്തിവമിതി ബാലദേവി വർഷേ ഭഗവൻ നരനാരായണാഖ്യം ആകൽപ്പാന്നോപജധർമ്മജ്ഞാന വൈരാഗ ഐശ്വര്യോപശമാം പരമാത്മോവലംബനം അനുഗ്രഹായാത്മവതാം അനുകമ്പയാൻ തപോ അവ്യക്തഗതിശ്ചരതി തം ഭഗവാൻ നാരദോ വർണ്ണാശ്രമോതി ഭീർഭാരതി ഭജാഭീർഭഗവൽ പ്രോക്താഭ്യാം സാഖ്യയോഗാഭ്യാം ഭഗവദനുഭാവോപവർണനം സാവർണൈരുപദേക്ഷ്യമാണ പരമഭക്തിഭാവനോപസരതി ഇതം ചാപി ഗൃണാതി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി ഉപശമശീലാമയോ പരദാന ആത്മായ നമോ അകിഞ്ചനവിത്തായ കൃഷി കൃഷഭായ നരനാരായണായ പരഹംസ പരമഗുരവേ ആത്മാരാമാധിപതയെ നമോ നമൈതി ഗായതി ചേതം കർത്താസ്യ സർഗാദിഷയോ ന ബദ്ധ്യതെ നഹന്യതേ ദേഹഗതോഭി ദൈഹികൈ ദ്രഷ്ടുന്ന ദുർഗ്യസ്യ ഗുണേർവിദൂഷതേ തസ്മൈ നമോ സത്വവ്യക്തസാക്ഷിണേ ഇതം ഹി യോഗേശ്വര യോഗനൈപുണം ഹിരണ്യഗർഭോ ഭഗവാൻ ജഗാലയൽ യദന്തകാലേ ഇതി നിർഗുണേ മനോ ഭക്ത്യാദീതോഞ്ചിത ദുഷ്കളേഭര യദൈഹികാമുഷ്മിയകാമലംബണ സുദേഷു ദാരേഷു ധനേഷു ചിന്തയൻ ശങ്കേത വിദ്വാൻ കുകുളേപരത്യാ യദ്യസ്തസ്യ യത്നശ്രമ ഏവ കേവലം തന്ന പ്രഭോത്വം കുകളേപര അർപ്പിതം തൊന്മായയാഹാം മമതാമദോക്ഷജ ഭിന്യാമയേനാശ്വയം സൂർഭിതാം വിദേഹി യോഗം ത്വയിനി സ്വഭാവമിതി ഭാരതേപ്യസ്മിൻ വർഷേ സരിച്ചൈലാം സന്തി ബഹോമലയാം മംഗളപ്രസ്ഥോ മൈനാംഗസ്ത്രീകൂടം ഷമം കൂടകം കൊല്ലകം സഹ്യോ ദേവഗിരി ഹൃഷ്യമൂക ശ്രീശൈലം വെങ്കടോ മഹേന്ദ്രോ വാരിധാരോ വിന്ദ ശുക്തിമാൻ നക്ഷഗിരി പാരിയാത്രോ ദ്രോണശ്ചിത്രകൂടോ ഗോവർദ്ധനം രവിതകൂഭോ നീരോ ഗോകാമുഖം ഇന്ദ്രനീലം കാമഗിരി ശതസഹസ്രശ ശൈലാസ്തേഷാം നിതംബർഭവാം നദാനന്ദ്യ സന്ധ്യസംഖ്യാദാഹം ഏതാ സാമവോ ഭാരത്യ പ്രജാനാമഭിരേവ പുനന്ദീനാമാത്മനാം ചോപസ്പൃശന്തി ചന്ദ്രവസാ താമ്രവർണി അവടോദാ കൃതമാല വൈഹായസി കാവേരി പാണി വേണി പയസ്വിനി ശർക്കരാവർത്ത തുംഗഭദ്ര കൃഷ്ണ വേണ്യ ഭീമരതി ഗോദാവരി നിർവിന്ദ്യാം പയോഷ്ണി താപി രേവാ സുരസാ നർമ്മദ ചർമ്മണ്ണുദി സിന്ധുരന്ത ശോണശ്ച നദോ മഹാനദി വേദസ്മൃതി ഹൃഷികുല്യാം ത്രിസാമ കൗശികി മന്ദാകിനി യമുന സരസ്വതി ഗോമതി സരയൂരോധസ്വതി സപ്തവതി സുഷോമ ശതദ്രുശ്ചന്ദ്രഭാഗാമധുദ്രുതവിതസ്താമസ്തിഗ്നി വിശ്വേദി മഹാനദ്യഃ അസ്മിന്നേവ വർഷേ പുരുഷേരളജന്മഭി ശുക്ലലോഹിത കൃഷ്ണവർണേന കർമ്മണാം ദിവ്യമാനുഷനാരംഗകഥയോ ബഹ്യമാത്മന ആനുപൂർവേണ സർവാഹ്യവ സർവേഷാം വിധീയന്തേ യഥാ വർണ്ണവിധാനം അപവർഗശ്ചാവി ഭവതി യോസൌ ഭവതി സർവഭൂതാത്മന്യാത്മന്യനിരുക്തെ അനിലയനേ പരമാത്മനി വാസുദേവി അനന്യനിമിത്ത ഭക്തിയോ ലക്ഷണോ നാനാഗതി നിമിത്തം വിദ്യാഗ്രന്ഥിരന്ധനധ്വരേണ യഥാ ഹി മഹാപുരുഷ പുരുഷ പ്രസംഗാ ഏതാ ദേവി ദേവാ ഗായന്തി അഹോ അമീഷാംഗിമകാരി പ്രശോഭനം പ്രസന്നമേഷാം സിദ്ധത സ്വയം ഹര യർജന്മലഗ്നുഷുഭാരദാചിരേ മുകുന്ദസേ വൗപൈകം സ്പൃഹാഹിന കിം ദുഷ്കരേർണ കുതിരിസ്തപോവൃതിർ ദാനാദിവാദ് ജയനം മല്ലഗുന എത്ര നാരായണ പാദമംഗജ സ്മൃതി പ്രമുഷ്ടാദിശ ഇന്ദ്രിയോത്സവാൽ കൽപ്പായുഷാം സ്ഥാനജയാൽ പുനർഭവാൽ ക്ഷണായുഷാം ഭാരതപൂജയോ വരം ക്ഷണേന മർത്യേന കൃതം മനസ്സിന സന്യസ്യ സംയാധ്വയം പദം ഹരേ നയത്ര വൈകുണ്ഠകഥാസുധാപകാത്മ സാധവോ ഭാഗവതാസ്തദാശ്രയ നയത്ര യജ്ഞീഷമഹാമഹോത്സവ സുരേശ ലോകോ വിനവൈ സസേവ്യതാം പ്രാപ്നോ നൃജാതിം ധ്യേ ജന്തവോ ജ്ഞാനക്രിയാ ദ്രവ്യകലാവസംഭൃതാം യവൈ നവൈ യതോ ന പുനർഭവായതേ ഭൂയോവനൗക ഇവയാന്തിബന്ധനം യൈ ശ്രദ്ധയാ ബർഹിഷിതാകശോഹവിർ നിരുപ്തമിഷ്ടം വിധി മന്ത്രമസ്തുത ഏകപ്രദങ്ങാഭിരാഹുതോ മുദാ ഗൃഹാദിപൂർണ സ്വയമാശിഷാം പ്രഭോ സത്യം ദിശത്യർത്ഥമർത്ഥിതോ നൃണാം നൈവാർത്ഥോ യൽ പുനരർത്ഥിതായത സ്വയം വിധത്തെ ഭജതാം അനിച്ഛതാം ഇച്ഛാവിധാനം നിജപാദവല്ലവം യദ്യത്ര ന സ്വർഗസുഖാവശേഷണം സുഷ്ടസ്യ സൂക്തസ്യ കൃതസ്യ ശോഭനം തേനാചനാമേ സ്മൃതിമജ്ജന്മ സ്യാൽ വർഷേ ഹരിർയൽ ഭജതാം ശം തനോതി ശ്രീശുകോവാച ജംബുദ്ദേവസ്യ രാജനുപദീവാ നഷ്ടോ ഹൈക ഉപദിശന്തി സകലാത്മജൈ അജൈരശ്വ അന്വേഷണ ഇദാം മഹീം പരിതോ നിഘാനദ്ഭിരുപകൽപിതാൻ തദ്ധ്യതാ സ്വർണപ്രസ്ഥശ്ചന്ദ്രശുക്ലാവർത്തനോ രമണകോ മന്ദരഹരിണ പാഞ്ചജന്യം സിംഹളോലങ്കേതി ഏവം തോ ഭാരതോത്തമ ജംബുദ്ദീപവർഷ വിഭാഗോ യഥോപദേശപോവർണിതമിതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസം സംവിധായം പഞ്ചമസ്കന്ദേ ജംബുദ്ദീപവർണ്ണനം നാമ ഏകോനവിംശതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ
We have traveled in the train of Bhagavadam and we have reached the top of the Mahameru mountain. That's where we stopped, isn't it? I mean, so what's happening there? That when we look from there, Mahameru all around there, that is this Ilavrata Varsham, which is a very large Varsham. We went there and saw what's happening there. Sri Parvati and Lord Shiva lives there. Who was nobody else than Sankarshanamurti Balaram. And devotees are worshipping him there. And on the eastern side of this Mahameru mountains is the Bhadrasya Varsham. Like we have Bharata Varsham, similarly that sense of Bhadrasya Varsham. There in Bhadrasya Varsham, some devotees called Bhadra Shravas. They are the devotees who are worshipping there. And they are glorifying Krishna there. And nothing will be spoken there except about the Supreme Lord. And that is why that name had come, Bhadrasya Varsham, because everything auspicious happens there. So therefore it is called Bhadrasya Varsham. Except Krishna and Krishna's manifestations, nothing else is spoken in Bhadrasya Varsham. And those devotees, they will only interest in hearing about Krishna's manifestations, to hear and to see, nothing else. And they are very particular about that. Not only that, You see, they want to see only Krishna everywhere or Krishna's manifestations, and they only want to talk about Krishna and Krishna's manifestations, and they only want to hear about Krishna or Krishna's manifestations. Three things: hearing, seeing, hearing and speaking, all the three. You've seen this three monkeys. One close the ears, and another one close the eyes, and the other one close the mouth, isn't it? So that's what it is saying to us. except about Krishna, we shouldn't talk about anything else, we shouldn't hear about anything else, and we shouldn't speak about anything else. So Bhadrashravasa in the Bhadrashavarsham are that dedicated in their service to Krishna. And their glorifications, if you believe, it is interesting also. Bhadrashravasa, how they worship, if in the 18th chapter you will see that the third verse, Bhadrashravasa says, Aho vijitram bhagavad vijayashtidam ghanandam jinoyam hi mishana vashyadi dhyayana sadyarhi vikarma sevitam nirkhritya putram pidaram jijivishadi. That is the way Bhadrashravasa worship is spoken in the Bhagavadam. What is the speciality about it is that Shruga Brahmashi is saying to us, just sit there and listen to what Bhadrashravasa has got to say about us. That he says here, imagine that you are sitting there and listening to them. They are saying that Aho Vijitram, it's amazing, this creation. Ghanandam, say, Janoyam hi Mishanna Bashyati. What does that mean? It means that death is right in front of us. Bhadrashravasa is saying there. All our ancestors have gone. Last generation gone. Parents are gone. Grandparents are gone. Great grandparents are gone. All of them are gone. Many, many generations before us, they've all gone. Isn't it? And if you ask the question, oh, it's all in order, it happens. No, it doesn't happen. And you may think that, oh, they are after their death only, we will die. No, there is no guarantee there either. So, you may be thinking that they will also die first, they'll die and go only after that, we will have to die. If you think like that, it is not possible, because sometimes the next generation who is going to come, they are dying. So there is no guarantee anywhere that our position is safe. Because naturally we think like this, isn't it? First, all the last many generations died, then finally the grandparents died, now the parents died, and it is our turn, our turn comes, we will die. But you can see in the world sometimes that rule is not followed. It's not first come, first serve basis. Sometimes you see those who have come later, they go before us. They go before us. And sometimes some people don't go, they stay forever here. That also happens. It's very uncertain about all these things. So that relationship is like the person in the middle is thinking, when that happens, he's thinking, the last generation is gone, the one coming one, that's also gone, but I'll be alright in the middle. He's thinking like that, isn't it? And that is what he's saying here. You see that? Nirhritre putram pidaram jijivishati. In that third verse. Nirhritre putram pidaram jijivishati. A man, his father died, and the father has acquired a lot of wealth. So much money he has acquired. So when the father died, what did the son do? He transferred all that money into his account. Of course, the father was cremated, he died and gone. And as soon as the Shraddha ceremony and all the mourning, 16 days or 12 days, whatever it is, it's all over. What he did was, he went to the bank and tried to transfer all what he had in his account into his account. Then, while he was comfortably living like that, one day his son died. So what he did was, he went to the bank account and transferred all the money in the son's account into his account. So this is the world. This is the nature of this world, isn't it? And he says here, Nirhritya putram pitaram jijivishadi. Like they are all dying and gone, and he is thinking, I won't die, and he wants to live. Still, he wants to live. So what he is trying to do is, after cremating father and after cremating the son, he wants to live happily in this world. He is in the middle, isn't it? It doesn't affect me. That's his attitude. It doesn't affect me. So that is, you see in the Dharmavutra, Shreshtha Narada Maharshi also in the Mahabharata Mesandi, Ahani Ahani Bhudani Gachandi Malayam Tesham Stavaram Ichandi. In the Yaksha Prashnam, what is the most amazing in this world? When they asked that question, Yudhishthira Maharaj said that, isn't it? Ahani Ahani Bhudani Gachandi Malayam Shesham Stavaram Ichandi. That people who are coming here, then they're thinking that they're all going one after the other. But those who are staying here thinking that we won't be going, we will be here. We are so convinced about that, isn't it? And every moment the death is in front of us and can come and take us away from here. And every day they started this obituary columns also in the newspaper, isn't it? I tell you about, it wasn't there before, but now with the newspapers, so many newspapers, they just become... And every day you take the newspaper, if you are living in your own place, whom you knew, people whom you knew, they've all, you are seeing every day that list, and seeing one after the other, all leaving, going, never to hear about them again. And but you are still thinking, something gone wrong there with them. That won't happen to me. And you are sitting in that consolation, you are thinking, making other plans in this world. So, and when this is happening, you are saying, oh, I don't belong to this place. The only people who are here, living here, they die. I come from another place. I don't die. So what is more amazing than Shiva Brahmarshi is saying here, after saying that, he says, have you learned anything from Bhadrashrava's prayers? That's what you have to learn. This one thing. Aho Vijitram Bhagavad Vijayashtidam Ghanandam Janoyam Hi Mishana Vashyadi Gayanma Sadyarhi Vigarma Sevitam Nirhirti Putram Pidram Jijivashati. That one. And then after that, Shiva Brahmarshi starts the train. Let's go to the next one, he says. And he goes to the northern side. There is Kimpurusham, Kimpurusha Varsham. And there, who is present? Sri Ramachandra and Sita Devi is present there. And my great devotee there is Anjaneya Swami. Hanuman is worshipping Ramachandra's form with the Sita Devi. And we also sit there and 10 minutes listen to what they have to say there. Why did Krishna take that form to come as Ramachandra? That question always comes, isn't it? People have this understanding that he has come to kill Ravana, therefore he had come. Killing Ravana, he doesn't have to come here. Wherever he is, he can kill from there. That was not the intention. But killing Ravana is not the difficult thing. But more difficult than that is to make us all human beings. That's more difficult than killing Ravana. Killing Ravana is not a problem, but to make us human being is more difficult. And to speak the truth, Shukra Brahmarshi's opinion is that we can't think ourselves as human beings, strictly in the sense that we can say one thing, that we've got two-legged animals. We are basically two-legged animals. And monkeys are on the four legs. So, apart from that, if you ask about us, how different are we from the animal kingdom, it is very difficult to explain that. Very difficult to explain that because a lot of our activities are not much different than the animals, from the animals. So, to give us an experience of that, this Ramachandra's appearance, to show to us what does a human being means and how he is different from the animals. So that is why Shiva Brahmarshi also says in the Bhagavatam that when Krishna had appeared in these four different forms, Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna, Iti Samyaya, in four different forms you have appeared. That's how Shiva Brahmarshi says. That in four different forms you have appeared. Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna, Samyaya. So, there you can see that relationship between Ramachandra and Lakshmana, or otherwise between Ramachandra and Bharata, that relationship, we have to look back and see in our own families, is that there anywhere? No. If we expand on that, it will be very disturbing also, better not to say much. Similarly, between Sita Devi and Ramachandra, that relationship, and is that there in our relationships, in our family life? It's also worthwhile looking at it, isn't it? How Sita Devi and Ramachandra, what that relationship was, and how Ramachandra and Bharata, that between brothers, what that relationship is. Husband and wife, what that relationship is. Does that exist in the modern world? And our life is, every day is karhichit. You know what karhichit means? What Krishna did with Rukmini, fighting. The 60th chapter, that is called karhichit chapter. Karhichit means that once it so happened, a big fight between husband and wife. So when that happens, what happens? Somebody will take the mortar, somebody will take the pots, and somebody will take the broom, and all kinds of talk will come out from that. And when it doesn't work, you'll take sannyas and go home. And then he'll go right up to the gate and then he'll come back, he says. So that is what the modern world is. All our sannyasam and our family life is all like this. That is why in that 19th chapter, you will see that purpose of Ramachandra's appearance was, he's saying there, that if you look at that fifth verse in the 19th chapter, Martya avatara siha martya shikshanam raksho vadhaya ivana kevalam vipho kudonyadasya dramadasvam almana sida kardani vyasana ishwarasya. That's that verse. Martya avatara siha martya shikshanam. That was the purpose of Ramachandra's appearance, to teach us how to be like a human being. That to teach us that we have to be like Ramachandra in our relationship with others. That for that purpose, Ramavataram, appearance of Ramachandra. That is the main teaching there. Then we are leaving from there, came from Kubrashavarsham, and continue there. Now we are on the western side. So in each Varsham, there's some important prayers, that's all we can discuss now. And then he goes into the western side of the Mahameru, and we are Meru mountain, we are circumambulating that mountain, and you have to keep observing this, that Meru mountain is in the middle and these Varshams are all around. So we are reached the western side of the Mahameru mountain, and that is called Kedumala Varsham. And there, what's happening there is that Mahalakshmi is worshipping Mahavishnu there. Mahavishnu is the form worship there, and Mahalakshmi is the devotee who is performing the worship. And Mahalakshmi and Mahavishnu in the form of Kamadeva form, in the form of Kamadeva. And there, who is worshipping Mahalakshmi, and Mahalakshmi is speaking there. And she is speaking in a big way there. And if you go into that, in the Mahalakshmi is a presence. Will come. Kedumala Varsham, there he says there, that sometimes people say, is it proper for women to read Bhagavatam? So you can always see that in the Kedumala Varsham, Mahalakshmi is reading Srimad Bhagavatam there. Mahalakshmi, if you want to hear what she is reading here, Mahalakshmi says here, that Mahalakshmi is saying to Mahavishnu like this, while serving you, Mahalakshmi's Bhagavatam lecture. Mahalakshmi is saying there that while saving you, in that both men and women are making mistakes, a lot of mistakes, he says. Mahavishnu asked her, what is the mistake that you see there in the 19th verse? If you look in the 18th chapter, 19th verse. Striyo Vradeswam Krishigeshwaram Swado Aradhya loge padimashasade nya tasam nate vai paribandhya bhaktim priyam dhanayum shiyado swatandraha. That is the problem with the men and the women, what she is saying there. That all the women are serving you, Mahalakshmi says. Mahavishnu asked her, why do they serve me? He said, what do they ask for? They say, Padimashasadenya. In other words, that they must have thought about somebody to come as their husband. And they are asking Mahavishnu to bring him as her husband. A particular person should come as my husband. And very privately they are praying this to Mahavishnu. So Mahavishnu is asking them, are you particular that he should be as your husband? She says, yes, he should be my husband. Otherwise I may have to give up my body, because I am particularly fixed on this. But Krishna is so kind that Krishna has arranged that marriage somehow to happen, because he has asked for that, got married. And after a few days after the marriage, again they come back to Mahavishnu and says to him, why have you come? Mahavishnu asked. You got married now, you wanted to get married, you got married now, what's the problem? He says, that's what he says here, Tasam natevai paribandhya patyam. That we had a son, a child born, but the child died. But Mahavishnu says, but the husband is still there, isn't it? So child's and this lady says to Mahavishnu that husband means what? Means one who administer, bharta, isn't it? Bharta means one who is controlled, who is a controller. Bharya means one who is controlled. So, when the child died, husband couldn't do anything about it. Then, what is the point in saying husband, husband? What can husband do if husband can't do anything? So, he says here, Priyam dhanayunshi yado aswadandra. That, where is the shelter? You are singing, then you are calling somebody as husband. What shelter is there from this husband? Namesake, there is a husband. What's the use, he's saying? That when your health is concerned, he is not able to help you. Children are concerned, they are not able to help you. And even wealth is concerned, sometimes they are not able to provide you what you need in this world. And they are not able to protect you. So none of them are able to protect you. Only Krishna alone can protect us in all the situation. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, that is why Krishna is saying there, isn't it? Gadir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi Nivasa Sharanam Sukhurt Prabhava Pralayasthanam Nithanam Bijam Avyayam. In the 9th chapter, 7th, you will see that verse. Krishna is actually the ultimate destination. Krishna is the master. Krishna is the husband. And Krishna is the witness of everything. And Krishna is the ultimate abode. He is the friend. All those things. So, that means, actually, everyone, in reality, for everybody, Krishna is the husband. Krishna is the husband. So, what does that mean? It does not mean that go home and now tell the husband that my husband is Krishna, I have nothing to do with you. That's not the idea behind that. That what we have to understand from that is that even if Krishna wants to protect you from disasters in life, then Krishna will decide and have that happen through the husband. It will happen through the husband. If Krishna wants to protect. Protection is not done by the husband. Protection is done by Krishna. But if Krishna decides to protect you, he will come in through the husband's body, and it may happen in that way. In order to understand that is why that verse is particularly spoken like that. Striyo vradaiswam hrishigeshwaram sado aradhya loge padimashade anyaha tasam nadeve paribandivatyam priyam dhanayushi yado asudandraha. Because otherwise, what happens is, after marriage, we think, now I'm got married, settled, family life is going on, money is there, life is comfortable, forget about Krishna. This is what normally happens. But you have to become more Krishna conscious when you come to family life, because there you are more concerned about many others as well, apart from yourself. So, but you have to always remember that the protection and shelter is Krishna, not the husband or the wife. Nobody can protect anybody. You will see that in the 7th canto later. So, and husband does not mean that gross body with 100 kilo or 200 kilo, 450 kilo weight. That's not the husband. To make us understand that Krishna is present in that husband's body in the form of a living spark there. Andaryami is present there, Chaitanya Sarupena, Krishna is present there. And therefore, to see the husband in that way, that Krishna is present in that body, and to relate with the husband in that way. As though Krishna's presence in that body is your protection in life. So, to create that feeling in the wife's heart about the husband, and similarly the opposite way also, as far as the wife is concerned, from the husband's side, that it is for me to control her and do everything with her, what I like, that is not the purpose behind it. To see that Krishna is present in that body, in that wife's body, and to relate with that person in that way. That means always mutually recognizing that Krishna is present in that body, in that way, to see that relationship. This is an important thing. This is Arsha Samskaram. Vaidya Samskaram is based on these principles. Rishis have created all these instructions to us so that life becomes peaceful and shanti there. So, in other words, grihasthashram is not for fighting. Not for fighting each other. And mutually, to see each other as Krishna's manifestations. This is all a part of this Bhugola Varnana. Particularly, in this Kedumala Varsham, Mahalakshmi and this conversation with Mahalakshmi and Mahavishnu is to teach us this, that anyone who has come in our life, as a part of our life, whether it is husband, wife, children, there must be a reason behind it, why they were put into that situation. It is either due to in previous lifetimes, there must have been some relationship which was not completed and that account has not been settled. Either we owed them something or they owe something. So that is why these family relationships are built up. And that is why they come together and they broken up when the business is over, when the relationship is over. So to close that account, it has to be done in a proper way. Not that whimsically you act in a way you like and then break up everything and run away from that. That is not proper understanding. What the rishis are telling us is that develop a relationship in such a way that when you close the account finally, there is debt towards each other, and that way you are released from that vasana or the account prarabdham from that. So, Krishna asked that question that time, Mahavishnu is saying to Mahalakshmi, that this mistake happens to women. They don't see the husband as the manifestation of Krishna's presence inside. But what is the mistake for the men then? What mistake are they committing? So, Mahalakshmi says there, better not to talk about the men. He says, why is that? They have one thing, that making money is their whole purpose in life. And all of them are after me, Maharishvi. That's all what they want in life, to make money. And they are after me. Therefore, Mahavishnu says to Mahalakshmi, why don't you give them something? Because how can they manage without money? So, Mahalakshmi says, they are such stupid people, he says, these husbands, because they have no intelligence. Where do I give the money? It's your money I'm taking in and giving to them. So instead of serving you, they're coming and serving me. And instead of asking me, why don't they come and ask you for that money if they want that? So, you have the capacity to turn every wife to a Mahalakshmi. You have that capacity to do that. But these husbands, they don't believe in that. They are not able to do that. And sometimes people, you will see, husbands have different list when they go to Krishna's. Women have another list. Women's needs and requests are different than the husband's needs and requests. So Mahavishnu and Mahalakshmi is observing all these things, our desires and how we are asking for that. So, sometimes you will see people nicely dressed up come to the temple and they are asking from Krishna something, whatever they want, their plans, so many things in this world, isn't it? Desires, unlimited, and fulfillment of such desires. So somebody is praying to Krishna, and some another person who is very poor and who had no food to eat, who is starving, he comes and asks this person who is well dressed, asking him to give some money. So he says, I am myself begging and you are coming and begging from me. So whether it is a poor man, for him also it's better to ask from Krishna rather than asking from a rich person. Shubramashi says in the Bhagavatam in the beginning, Asmat bhajanti kamayo dhana dhurmadanda. Why go and ask people, all kinds of people, for money? What for? Kasmat bhajanti kavayo dhana dhurmadanda. Because they have such pride in them, with their wealth. Nothing belongs to them. It is Krishna's money. It happened to be with them for the moment. And therefore they think they are the owner. And still they are begging from Krishna. And somebody, very poor person, comes to him and begging from him. So, all these stories is spoken in the Bhagavatam in relationship with our life in this world. So, and generally you will see that wherever there is Mahalakshmi, Saraswati won't come. They'd fight each other. Where Saraswati is there, Mahalakshmi won't go. This problem also exists. So, so once it so happened that a person who wanted, a great poet, he was very poor, very, very poor. He went to the king and he wanted to have some money from the king. He was very knowledgeable and very learned person. And generally in them days, the kings used to invite such people, ask them to read Mahabharatam or Ramayanam or Bhagavatam in their palaces. Their duty is just to read Bhagavatam, Ramayanam, Mahabharatam, like that. And so he thought that if I go and ask the king, probably he will engage me in some service at the palace. And so when he went and saw the king, the king asked him that, how educated are you? He said, I have studied all the Shastram, Puranas, everything, Vedam, Upanishads, everything I have studied. King says to him that, that's very nice. Then can you, I want to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from you. Can you read Bhagavatam? He says, yes. Highly learned scholar he was. Highly learned scholar. And he has studied all the commentaries as well on the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the king told him that before you start reading, do you want to read the commentaries on the Bhagavatam more? And so that you could explain that after reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So he said that, I don't need the commentaries. I have read so many years now Srimad Bhagavatam. And I can read the verses from the original Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's enough for me. I can explain from that. The king says to him, do one thing, he said to him, go home and read the commentaries first. And I don't want you to start reading and then you have doubts about anything. That should not happen. And he gave him a book, Srimad Bhagavatam, to him to read, and told him that if you don't want to go home, attached to the palace, there is another place to stay. I'll make all arrangements for you to stay there. And gave him a few months' time to stay and told him to read this Bhagavatam commentary also, Srila Swami's commentary, and told him to read Srimad Bhagavatam. And all, he was maintained there, given all prasadam, everything, and looked after well, and told him to read Srimad Bhagavatam. And king told him that after a couple of months, I will ask you to come. That time you can come and read Bhagavatam. So after a couple of months he came back. Then the king asked him, have you now properly understood Srimad Bhagavatam? He said. He said yes. Because a highly learned scholar he was. He has studied all the Shastram, everything. King says to him, go back now, study everything again, and I will call you later, he said. He got very upset. He says, I am so learned, and so much I have studied Srimad Bhagavatam. Is this king trying to insult me by treating me in this way? He said. But because it is the king who is saying those days, if the king says something, you can't say against it anything. If you say anything, head is gone. Head rolls. It's not democracy there. So when his king said like that, he had to accept it. He went back again. And he decided to stay back thinking that the king will provide some income for him to maintain himself. So again he went back and looked at all the commentaries, everything, and went back to the king. So king says to him that I would not like you bringing any doubts about, if I start asking questions at that time, any doubts about it. You should have no doubts when you come back and while talking from Srimad Bhagavatam. So he told him, now you can go home with the book. He was a Shastri, Shastriji you can say. To Shastri, he says to Shastri, you go home with the book and read Srimad Bhagavatam. I am not convinced that all the doubts have gone from you. The king says to him, I still have doubts, you have not understood Bhagavatam. Go home, go to your house and read Srimad Bhagavatam again. And study all the commentaries very well. And when you are fully satisfied, come back here, he said. So, till you finish your studies of Srimad Bhagavatam, all that you need for your living, we will supply from the treasury here, from the palace. Everything will be sent to you. Comfortably situated at home, study the Bhagavatam well. The king told him like this and sent him home straight away. He got very upset, this scholar. Shastri got very upset. But because the king is saying this, he couldn't refuse. And not only that, the king is providing the income for maintaining the family, everything. So he went home, sat there at home, and started reading. And when he started reading Srimad Bhagavatam, when it came to Ekadasha Skandam, some verses started creating some doubts in his mind. Look into Bhagavatam, you will see there. Particularly this verse created some problem for him. If you look into the 11th canto, in the second chapter, I think it is in the second chapter. Verse 53. The king was a learned person. King was not ignorant. Tribhuvana vibhava heda vipyagundam smriti rajidalpa suradibir vimurgyal na chaladi bhagaval padaravindam lavadimishardam aviyasam yasa vaishnavagriya. Tribhuvana vibhava hedavepya kunda smriti virajidalpa suradibir vimrgyal na chaladi bhagaval padara vindal lava nimishardam abhi yasa vaishnavagriya. That verse, when he got there, he started saying that he's talking about the symptom of the devotees, that even if Tribhuvana, 14 planetary systems, even if you are given the authority over all these 14 planetary systems, if they say to you, if you can forget Krishna for a second, lavan nimishardam abhisa vaishnavagriya, they will say, no, we can't do it. To that extent, they are always in thoughts of Krishna. Even if you are offered the 14 planetary systems, and if they tell you, we'll give you all the 14 planetary systems, can you forget Krishna for a second? They say, it's not possible. That's a devotee. That is a devotee. So, when he read that verse, this scholar, when he read that verse, he realized it. That the king was thinking, I don't want to hear Bhagavatam from someone who is just doing it as a livelihood. I wanted someone who is in that state, that not looking for anything from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Here he had come to the king hoping that he will get some engagement and income from that, and the king understood that. his purpose of poverty of coming there. And he didn't want that kind of association. He didn't want that. He didn't want that. He was saying indirectly to him, but instead of offending him, saying to him directly, you have not understood Bhagavatam. So send him home and send him money also to live in this world. Because you have not understood Srimad Bhagavatam properly, Bhagavatam talks about what does Bhagavatam says to us in the beginning itself. Bhagavatam is talking about bhakti without any desire for anything from bhakti for bhakti's sake, not for making a living out of it. So that's what he was saying here. That he will not be able to, he understood that all I have understood so far is the actual translation of the words. But it has not, the message of the Bhagavatam has not got inside me. So that is still a doubt in me. I have not accepted Srimad Bhagavatam principle properly. So he started looking at the commentaries again, what others had to say about that. And after reading that, this verse and its commentary verses, commentaries on this verses, then he decided not to go back to the king again. After 5 or 6 months' time, the king is also a very intelligent person. He said, he started thinking that it looks that the Shastris have started understanding the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. The king started thinking like that. And so he said, it's not just the meaning of the verse, but the message. The Shastri has started getting the message. So the king sent somebody to Shastri and told him to come. But he wouldn't go. He sent back a message, one verse. He wrote it and sent it to him. He says there that in that verse he says, this whole universe, who has created this? In that universe, this earthly planet, which is one small planet in the whole creation. And in this planet, somebody is sitting there thinking that this is my part, this is my land, this is my house, this way. And there also, you are thinking you are the king here, in this planet, in some part of this world, and you are the control of this Mother Earth, or that part of the Mother Earth. Is it not because of that ego in your head that you had made me to run back and forth like this? He sent this back to the king. He didn't want to go and see him. Is that not, you kept on telling me repeatedly, asking me to go back and look at Bhagavatam again and again? Is that not what it is? He said. And therefore, I have decided not to come and see you anymore, he said. And he says there, in that verse he says, when you are sitting underneath the desire tree, that why should you think you should go and beg from someone who is sitting underneath another ordinary tree, when you are sitting right under the desire tree. And so he sent this reply back to the king like this, a very strong reply, he sent it back. And so what was the king replied back, saying, what's your program now? He said, Shastri says to him, that Srimad Bhagavatam talks about a truth, Krishna. And that Krishna, who he plays in Vrindavanam with the gopis, Yashoda Devi, Nanda Maharaj and others, and I have decided to serve him. So, king asked him, how are you going to manage yourself then? So he says to him, Sudama went to Krishna with a handful of flat rice, and that Mahaprabhu, Krishna has looked after all his needs in the later. So therefore, I have decided to follow the same route. Whatever I receive according to his decision, I will have that and I will be satisfied with that. And he replied it back. So there was a correspondence between the king and the Shastri. And when he got this letter, the king came with all his associates, saw the Shastriji and paid his obeisances to the Shastri. The king paid the obeisances. And then he says to the Shastri, you shouldn't get upset with me. He said, you are a great scholar and I wanted that this understanding is there in you strongly, more than anybody else. And that is the only reason I have done this to you. Now I feel that you have come to that stage of understanding, proper understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, please come to the palace and start reading Bhagavatam there. So this incident happened, and since then everything went on very well. So that is what it is, that here also, that there is something to happen from Srimad Bhagavatam in our life. So that is the essence of Bhagavatam. What is that essence? Essence is this, that we have to serve Krishna. We have to understand Krishna, we have to serve Krishna. And if Krishna wants to protect us, it can happen through anybody in life when we are in difficulty. It will happen. It may happen through someone who is totally unexpected, provided Krishna wants to protect you. But if Krishna wants to put you in difficulties in life, no matter how much protection you have, it will not happen. It will go. It will not be there at the time when you need it. That is why so much illusion about this, family life, social life, everywhere. We are thinking that family and society will be there for our shelter. It won't be there. That is what they are saying here. That consciousness is necessary always to remember. That even when a physician is treating you with some medicine, in order that the medicine to work, unless Krishna sanctions that, you may not be cured from the illness. It may not happen. So you can see so many instances that with all the best treatment, all the facilities, doctors, nurses, everything, we go. We don't survive. We die, isn't it? So, and if Krishna wants to protect, when you are drowning, even at that time, Krishna will come in the form of a boat and protect you from there. So similarly, when the boat is taking the shelter of the boat, you have to see that boat as Krishna's manifestation. In other words, in all difficult circumstances, whenever we are protected by Krishna, you have to see that the protection has come from Krishna, not from anywhere else. So, in all situations, that is the purpose of this fifth canto. In all situations, to teach us that, and that should not be forgotten. Whenever we hear something or see something, we should be able to remember Krishna in some way or the other. That is what the fifth canto is doing. So, when we are living at home, in the form like you have husband, wife and children and other relations, everything. But if we succeed in having a relationship in that way, so they are Krishna's manifestations, they have come in our life at some point in time and they leave us at some point in time. And in that short period of time while we are with them, if the relationship is based on this understanding that Krishna has come, Krishna has gone from home, then this life will go smoothly, and also when we leave the world, it will not cause any problems in the next life. Otherwise, if we have fought with everybody in this world and we leave this home, finally they will all come back to settle the accounts again in another form, in another life, and continue this fighting forever. So best thing is to, as early as possible, to develop a relationship in this way. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam, this idea behind all this is, this explanation, all these things is, that when dealing with the world and dealing with the people and other living entities here, how that relationship should be, that is the important point. Bhagavatam is teaching us that. And then we go from Kedumala Varsham, all this is happening. We are going towards the north, and there is three Varshams, Hiramya, Hiranmayam, Hiranmayam and Kuru, Uttara Kuru, three Varshams. And in three places, there is Matsyavadaram, Kurmavadaram and Varahavadaram. Three different forms of Krishna is worshipped in these three different places. And Ramya, Malsyam, Hiranmaya Varsham, Kurmam and Kuru Varsham, Varaham. And we go to all these three places, Krishna's three different manifestations there. We pay our respects there and come back without spending much time there. And then we are going towards Mahameru clockwise. We are circumambulating Mahameru. And after Harivarsham, then there is Kimpurusha Varsham, where Sri Rama, Ramachandra is there. Harivarsham, there is Narasimhamurti, is worshipped there. Harivarsham, there is Narasimhamurti there. And Prahlada is serving there. Prahlada is saying. What Prahlada has to say. In all these Varshams, different things are happening, but important things only we will talk about now.
So Prahlada says there, what does Prahlada has to say? Look at that verse, what Prahlada has to say. Prahlada is saying there that ninth verse, 18:9. Sostyastu vishwasya khala prasidadam dhyayandu budhani shivam midhodhiya manascha badram bhajadat adhokshaje aveshyadam no madhira pyahituki. Sostyastu vishwasya khala prasidadam dhyayandu budhani shivam midhodhiya. This is the prayers. Prahlada's prayers, very famous prayers. Prahlada is saying, in even all the demons, they should become devotees. He is praying there. Demons should become devotees, and also everyone should live happily. And please do not show any discrimination between demons and devotees. Prahlada's prayers, isn't it? Because he says that if you start differentiating good people, bad people, devotees, demons, in that way, everybody should become better. At that time, Narasimhamurti is saying to Prahlada, Prahlada, if I change everybody, what about people like Hiranyakashipu? They are also there, isn't it? And if they also get better, then what will happen? So he says here, Khala Prasidadam, he says. Sostasya vishwasya khala prasidadam. Khala prasidadam means that even khala, they are khalas, who Hiranyakashipu and others, they are khalas, asuras. Even towards them, you should be pleased with them. Because if you want it, even my father like Hiranyakashipu, he can be changed. If you want it, he can be changed. Let his intelligence also go in the right direction. And what is the problem? If you want, what cannot happen? Anything can happen, isn't it? Narasimhamurti says to Prahlada, Prahlada, it is possible to take his intestines out, but I cannot change his intelligence, he says. And there Narasimhamurti says, I have failed in changing his mind. And that's all discussion there. What he's saying there is that when demonic nature develops inside, it becomes so difficult at some point, it's even difficult, Krishna doesn't want to do anything about us. To such an extent, it can become demoniac. But Prahlada is so good as a devotee, he does not want anybody to suffer in this world. Anybody. And he knows very well that it is only due to lack of Krishna consciousness people are suffering. Proper Krishna consciousness. Lack of proper Krishna consciousness. You have to learn this bhakti from Prahlada. Not that we do something and put a sticker, this is bhakti, bhakti, bhakti. That doesn't become bhakti. Like the way Prahlada has spoken about bhakti, like Krishna has spoken about bhakti in the Bhagavadam, and other great devotees have spoken, in a similar way, to develop that bhakti in the heart, which Krishna has to give us that bhakti, and Prahlada's prayers is give bhakti to everybody, so that they don't act like demonic anymore. And Narasimhamurti says this, that it is difficult, it is easier for me to get his intestines out than giving bhakti to Hiranyakashipu because of that demonic nature. So after this, we are going towards the south, and in that southern side, we are talking about Kimpurashvarsham, Ramachandra, and then after that, Bharatam. Bharatam, Kimpurisham, Hari. Three varshas are spoken here. When we reach Bharatavarsham, Shuga Brahmarshi stops the train there. He stops the train there. Why did he stop the train in Bharatavarsham? Because in Badrikashram, in Badrinath, there the form that is worshipped is Narayana Narayana. Narayana Maharshi and Naramaharshi, isn't it? And so more or less we have circumambulated the Mahameru and we have come here. And coming to Badrinath, traveling to Badrinath is considered to be a great pilgrimage. Badrikashram, we are paying our obeisances to Nararishi and Narayana Rishi. And there, the devotee who is worshipping there is Narada Maharshi. Sri Narada Maharshi is worshipping there. And who is he worshipping? This Naranarayana form,
isn't it? So, in throughout Bharatavarsham, there are many, many, many places, temples, kshetram, and holy places like that. It's not like other places in the world, other places in the world. And that is a speciality with Bharatavarsham because many mentions in the in this Bharatavarsham, he talks about there so many rivers, auspicious, famous holy rivers like Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, Godavari, all these rivers. Even by mentioning the names of these rivers, it becomes auspicious. That is why in the, you know, the prayers when they do the deity worship, Gangeja Yamuna Jaiva, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, Jalesmin, Sanithim, Kuru, that whenever water is taken for the deity worship, we invoke the presence of all the holy rivers into that water. Gangeja Yamuna Jaiva, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, all the famous holy rivers are invoked to come into that water. And with that water, we are worshipping the deity. So, now we have in a situation where there is no Ganga River, Yamuna River, they are all disappearing. And even if they are there, we are changing their names also, I think. So, and then there are many, many mountains talked about in the Bhagavatam. You can see a list of mountains mentioned there. And in all these great mountains, there are plants and trees which are meant for curing the illnesses. And many of those trees have got aushadha viryam. That means they have got the capacity to purify us. And these rivers are flowing, carrying the this potency of these medicines when they carry the water from coming through these mountains. So the water from the Ganga River, Yamuna River, Saraswati and all is not ordinary water. What we now start looking at them simply as water. So, what Shishobha Brahmarshi is saying there is that you have this opportunity to worship Krishna here, and we have even while bathing in those river, sometimes Ganga River, bathing in that river itself is great illnesses one can get cured from that. Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, all these rivers. It has many instances in the past, unlike today. Now it is we have acted very offensively and very sinfully towards the holy rivers, and therefore consequences also from that. But in the ancient times, when people had serious illnesses, and when they found that no medicine is working, many of them will simply go to Ganga River and bathe in the river many, many days continuously. And there were instances when people got cured from their illnesses. That potency of the water in the Ganga River is well known. So, when they go to the Ganga River, because Ganga River is coming from Krishna's lotus feet, isn't it? So, glory of Ganga is in the ninth canto spoken. And that glorification is not with any exaggeration. It is spoken. It's spoken to make us aware that Bharatavarsham has certain potencies. Any worship that is offered there, temples that's there, the holy places there, they have a speciality in many ways. It is important to acknowledge that. Parnashrama Dharma, Shastra, Vedam, Rishis, every aspect of the spiritual culture has grown there in that soil. And therefore, in Bharatavarsham, what has happened, all great philosophical understanding and the knowledge of the soul, the way it has developed there, has not developed anywhere else in the world. That's a known thing, is it not? So, because of that, the land is worshipable, the rivers are worshipable, the mountains are worshipable, the rishis are worshipable, Varnashrama Dharmam is worshipable, the Shastram, which has given us so much understanding of the reality of the soul, is not exist anywhere else. Therefore, Shastram is also worshipable. So, just to stress that point again, it is not spoken out of patriotism, not because of that. Patriotism is not the issue here. Issue here is, Bharatavarsham has provided this knowledge of the self. And it is only in the Vedam, this statement, Brahma Vidya is about, is the only Vidya. Everything else is Avidya. Isn't it? No other knowledge in this world has been so open and straight about this. Brahma Vidya Sarva Vidyal Pradhanam. This is the most important Vidya, because all other Vidya from the Shastra viewpoint is Avidya. That we can see when you study, throw it away in the bin at the end. Isn't it? What use is there at the end? So, Brahma Vidya's significance and Brahma Vidya's unique position and how important Brahma Vidya is compared to all other Vidya, nowhere else that samskaram developed. It is only for that reason that no matter things may be bad today, what it is, things may be growing because in the age of Kali things do change and that effect also may be there, but still, if ever there is any place where rishis have spoken Brahma Vidya with that depth and understanding, that is Bharatavarsham. Significance is spoken there. And therefore many instances people have taken the shelter of this. These are special mercy from Krishna. That is why you can say like that it is Krishna's decision that a Vedic culture or the knowledge that was established there in that way. And this one particular thing, you won't have it in any other varsham. Whether it is Kimbirash varsham, Ilava varsham, Kedumala varsham, Hari varsham, this particular facility, what is in the Bharat varsham, will not be there. That is also being spoken there. So, and that is why even the demigods on the heavenly planets, they say that when they took Srimad Bhagavatam, when they are saying to Krishna, that the demigods are saying there that that this knowledge helps us even our life in the heavenly planets, because when they come to heavenly planets, you have got everything there. You don't die easily and your health is very good. Nectar is there, the desire tree, Kalpavruksham is there, Kamadhenu is there, Chintamani is there, everything is there, Apsaras women dance is there. But hearing all these things, that all these facilities are there in the heavenly planets, and demigods are saying to Krishna, we have come here to the heavenly planets, but now we have understood that this is not the place we want to be really, but we have got here now. Because to get there, they have done a lot to come there. And all these facilities were there in the heavenly planets. Like, there is no death easily. You got a long lifespan. And you don't die easily. You got young youth. And nectar is present there. Nectar is there. That's why they take nectar and they live long. Then Kalpakavrusham, desire tree is there. Kamadhenu is there. Chintamani, touchstone is there. Apsaras women are there and they are singing, dancing, everything there. And therefore we came here, but now we realize that it was a mistake. Bhagavatam is saying, look at the verse 19-24. Nayatra vaikunda katha sudhavaga na sadhavo bhagavada tadashrayaha na yatra yatnye shamakha maholsava Suresha logo binavai sa sevyadam. That is that. Na yatra vaikunda katha sudha bhaga na sadhavo bhagavada tadashraya. So, what is there in this this happiness what we talk about in the heavenly planets? After a while, you will also get fed up with that as well. How long can you have it? Because there, Apsaras women are dancing there. But there is no chanting the holy name. There is no Srimad Bhagavatam. None of these things are present in the heavenly planets. That's what he is saying there. Na yatra vaikunda katha sudha bhaga na sadhavo bhagavada tadashrayaha na yatra yajnye shamakha maholsava suresha logo binavai sa sevyadam. That is the heavenly planets situation. And for that you have to come to Bharatavarsham, it says here. So, dhanam, yajnam, even if you perform all these pious activities and the result of that is tena, he says here that
last verse, if you look, 28. Yadyatrana surga sukhavasheshidam sushtasya suktasya kritasya shobhanam te najanabhe sundimajanmanasyal varshe hayaryal bhajadam sham tanoti. Yadyatrana surga sukhavasheshidam sushtasya suktasya kritasya shobhanam te ajanabhe sundimajanmanasyal varshe hayaryal bhajadam sham tanoti.
He says here, they are praying that, the demigods are praying that, give us our birth in the Bharatavarsham as a human form. And that form, human form in the Bharatavarsham is a rare thing, because when you get that body in the Bharatavarsham as a human body, purpose is to serve Krishna, nothing else. And therefore demigods pray for that. And you can see this, that a few people who have come together to read Srimad Bhagavatam and hear Bhagavatam chant the holy name, the benefit from that is unlimited. And even then, better than even being in the heavenly planets, where this thought may not come inside. Because when you are in the heavenly planets, the desire is to enjoy, and the facilities are provided. And when there is all those facilities, these thoughts will never come to engage in Krishna consciousness. That's what demigods are saying there. So demigods are saying there that yadyatrana surga sukhava sheshidam sushtasya suktasya kadasya shobhanam. They are saying that building houses and living comfortably in the house is not for decorating the house and making it more and more beautiful. No, house has been divided to sit there and to read Srimad Bhagavatam and other Shastram, Upanishads, and chanting the holy name. And the houses should be decorated with the dust from the lotus feet of the devotees. And in such a house, if you can live, you are very fortunate. And that facility, demigod saying there, in Bharata Bhumi, it's more than anywhere else. So, and therefore they are praying to Krishna to give them a birth in the Bharatavarsham. So, 9 varshams it's spoken, and afterwards there is 9 islands apart from the Jambudvip, and that story is being spoken in the next 2 chapters, if you look. So, basically it's just a touch and go of all the different places in this Bhugola Varnana. Now we are going to talk about the 9 islands. Vimshe plakshadi shaldvibam stidimaha saharnavai loga loga sidhishchandar bahir bhagadi manata. That plakshadvibha and other 6 islands and their oceans along them, loga loga parvadam mountain, inside and outside, all these things are spoken in the 20th chapter. While reading this Panchamaskandam or the 5th canto, always have to bear this in mind. It is Shuga Brahmarshi, what he is seeing, what's happening in the creation, which is not accessible to us with our eyes. In Shuga Brahmarshi's state, he can see these things. And therefore, and he is not interested in telling us, it's not a tourist account. It's only he wants to say how Krishna consciousness is executed in different varshams, in different places, by the devotees, and who, what form he is worshipped, and what they have got to say. That's all. Nothing more than that. Only these 3 things. Who is worshipped where? Who is worshipping them? And what they have got to say to us. They are telling us, Bharatavarsham is good for this reason, that the knowledge is there, Shastram is there, Vedam is there, Varnashrama Dharma was there, is still there to some degree, but not to that extent as it should have been because of the influence of other Kali Yugam and others. But apart from that, the benefit of all that, to scrutinize that, an opportunity to realize the self more than anything else, therefore the Shastram is available. Shri Shuka Vacham Ataparam Plakshadinam Pramana Lakshana Samstana Do Varsha Vibhagam Upavarnyate
ജമ്പുദ്വീപോയം യാവൽ പ്രമാണ വിസ്താരസ്ഥാവദക്ഷാരോധ ദിനം പരിവേഷ്ടിതോ യഥാ മേലുർജംബുവാഖ്യേന ലവണോധതിരവിതതോ ദ്വിഗുണ വിശാലേന പ്ലക്ഷാഖ്യേന പരിക്ഷിപ്തോ തഥാ പരിക ബാഹ്യോപവനേന പ്ലക്ഷോ ജംബൂ പ്രമാണം ദ്വീപാഖ്യാകരോ ഹിരൺമയമുത്ഥിതോ യത്ര അഗ്നി ഉപാസേ സപ്തജിഹ്വസ്തസ്യാധിപതി പ്രിയവ്രതാത്മജ ഇദ്മ ജിഹ്വാം സ്വം ദീപം സപ്തവർഷാണി വിഭജ്യ സപ്തവർഷനാമഭ്യം ആത്മജേഭ്യമാകലയ്യ സ്വയം ആത്മയോഗേനോ ഉപരരാമ ശിവം യവസം സുഭദ്രം ശാന്തം ക്ഷേമം അമൃതഭയമിതി വർഷാണിതേഷു ഗിരയോ നദ്യശ്ച സപ്തൈവ അഭിജ്ഞാതാഃ മണികൂടോ വജ്രകൂടം ഇന്ദ്രസേന ജ്യോതിഷ്മാൻ സുവർണോ ഹിരണ്യഷ്ടീവോ മേഘമാല ഇതി സേതുശൈലാം അരുണ നിർണാം അങ്കിരസി സാവിത്രി സുപ്രഭാത ഹൃദം വരാ സത്യം വരാ ഇതി മഹാനദ്യയാസാം ജലോപസ്പർശന വിധൂതരജസ്തമസോഹം സപതംഗോദ്വായനം സത്യാംഗ സംജ്ഞത്വാരോർണ സഹസ്രായുഷോ വിപുതോപമ സന്ദർശന പ്രജനനാനം സർഗദ്വാരം ത്രയ്യാ വിദ്യയാ ഭഗവന്തം ത്രയീമയം സൂര്യമാത്മാനം യജന്തേ പ്രത്നസ്യ വിഷ്ണുരൂപം യത്സത്യസ്യർത്ഥസ്യ ബ്രഹ്മണ അമൃതസജ മൃത്യോശ്ച സൂര്യമാത്മാനം മീമമൈഹതി മീമഹൈതി പക്ഷാദിഷു പഞ്ചസു പുരുഷാണാമായു പുരുഷാണാമായുന്ദ്രിയമോജസഹോബലം ബുദ്ധിർവിക്രമമിതി സർവേഷാ ഔൽപത്തികി സിദ്ധിർ അവിശേഷേണ വർത്തതെ പ്ലക്ഷസ്വസമായക്ഷു ഇക്ഷുരസോദേനാവൃതോ യഥാ തഥാ ദ്യുപോഭി ശാൽമലോ ദ്വിഗുണ വിശാലം സമാനേന സുരേതേനാവൃത പരിവൃങ്ക്തെ യത്ര വൈ ശാൽമലി പ്ലക്ഷായാമയസ്യാം വാവ കില നിലയമാഹുർഭഗവത ഛന്ദസ്തദപത്രിരാജസ്യ സാദ്വീപഹൃദയേ ഉപലക്ഷ്യത്തെ തദ്വീപാധിപതി പ്രിയവ്രതാത്മജോ യജ്ഞബാഹു സുസുതേഭ്യ സപ്തഭ്യസ്തന്നാമാനി സപ്തവർഷാണി വിപൽസുരോചനം സൗമനസീം രമണകം ദേവവർഷം പാരിഭദ്രമാപ്യായനം അവിജ്ഞാതമിതി തേഷു വർഷാദ്രയോ നദ്യശ്ച സപ്തൈവാഭിജ്ഞാതസുരസ ശതശൃംഗോ വാമദേവ കുന്തോ മുകുന്തോ പുഷ്പവർഷ സഹസ്രശ്രുതിരിതി അനുമതിസീനി വാലി സരസ്വതി കുഹു രജനീ നന്ദ രാഗേതി തദ്വർഷപുരുഷോ ശ്രുതധര വീര്യധരവസുന്ധരേഷാന്ധര സംജ്ഞാ ഭഗവന്തം വേദമയം സോമമാത്മാനം വേദേന യജന്തേ സുഖോ വിവിധദേവേഭ്യോ വിഭജൻ കൃഷ്ണശുക്ലയോ പ്രജാനാം സർവസാം രാജാന്തസോമോ നമസ്ത്വതീം ഏവം സുരോദ്ബഹിഃ സുരോദാദ്ബഹിസ്തദ്വിഗുണ സമാനേനാവൃതം കൃതോധേന യഥാ പൂർവകുശലദ്വീപോ യസ്മിൻ കുശസ്തംഭോ ദേവവൃതസ്തദ്വീപാഖ്യാകരോ ജ്വലന വിവാപര സ്വശഷ്പരോ ജിഷാ ദിശോ വിരാജയതി തദ്വീപവതി പ്രയവ്രതോ രാജൻ ഹിരണ്യേതാനാമ സ്വം ദീപം സപ്തഭ്യസുപുത്രേഭ്യോ യഥാ ഭാഗം വിഭജ്യ സ്വയം തവ അധിഷ്ഠത വസ്വസുദാന ദൃഢരാജിനാഭിഗുപ്തസ്തുത്യം വ്രതവിവേക്തവിവാമദേവനാമഭ്യാം തേഷാം വർഷേഷു സീമഗിരയോ നദ്യശ്ച അഭിജ്ഞാതം സപ്ത സപ്തൈവ ചക്രശ്ചതുശൃംഗ കവില കുപിലശ്ചിത്രകൂടോ ദൈവാനീകം ഊർധ്വരോമാദ്രവണമിതി രസകുല്യ മധുകുല്യ മിത്രവിന്ദ ദേവകൃപ കൃതച്യുത മന്ത്രമാലീതി യാസാംഭയോമി കുശദ്ധീപൗകസ കുശലകോവിദാഭിയുക്ത കളക സംജ്ഞാ ഭഗവന്തം ജാതവേദസ്വരൂപിണം കർമ്മകൌശലേന യജന്തി പരസ്യ ബ്രഹ്മണ സാക്ഷാ ജാതവേദോസി ഹവ്യവാട്ട് ദേവാനാം പുരുഷാംഗാനാം യജ്ഞേന പുരുഷം യജേതി തഥാ കൃതോദാദ്ബഹിക്രം ച ദീപോ ദ്വിഗുണ സ്വമാനേന ക്ഷീരോദേന പരിത ഉപക്ലുപ്തോ വൃതോ യഥാ കുശദ്വീപോ കൃതോദേന യസ്മിൻ ക്രൗഞ്ചോ നാമ സ പർവ്വതരാജോ ദ്വീപനാം നിവർത്തകമസ്തേ യോസോ ഗുഹപ്രഹണോന്മഥിതംബകഞ്ചോപി ക്ഷീരോദയനാശിക്ഷ്യമാനോ ഭഗവദാവരുണേനാഭിഗുപ്തോ വിഭയോ ബഭൂവ തസ്മിന്നഭിപ്രയവൃതോ ഘൃതപൃഷ്ടോ നാമാധിപതിസ്വേ ദീപേ വർഷാണി സുപ്ത വിഭജ്യ തേഷു പുത്രനാമസോ സപ്തരിക്താൻ വർഷവാനിവേശു സ്വയം ഭഗവാൻ ഭഗവത പരമകല്യാണേശസ ആത്മബോധസ ഹരേ ചരണാരവിന്ദമുപജഗാമ അരോ ആമോ മധുരഹോ മേഘപൃഷ്ടസുധാമാബ്രാജിഷ്ടോ ലോഹിതാർണോ വനസ്പതിരിതി ഗൃഹപ്രഷ്ടാം സുധാസ്തേഷാം വർഷഗിരയ സപ്ത സപ്തൈവ നദ്യാശാഭിഖ്യാത ശുക്ലോ വർദ്ധമാനോ ഭോജന ഉപബർഹിണോ നന്ദോ നന്ദന സർവതോപദ്രമിതി അഭയാമൃതോകം ആര്യകാ തീർത്ഥവതി വൃത്തിരൂപവതി പവിത്രവതി ശുക്ലേതി യാസാമംബ പവിത്രമാരംഭേ പിഞ്ജാനാം പുരുഷക്ഷപദ്രവണ ദേവക സംജ്ഞാം വർഷപുരുഷാമാപോമയം ദേവമവാം പൂർണേനാഞ്ജലിന യജന്തേ ആവപുരുഷ വിര്യാസ്ത പുനന്തിർഭൂർഭുവസ്വ താനാം പുനീതാമിവഗ്നി സ്പൃശാദാത്മാത്മനാഭുവൈതി ഏവം പുരസ്താൻ ക്ഷീരോദാൽ പരിതോപവേശിതശാഖദ്വീപോധ്വാം ത്രിംശലക്ഷയോജനായാമ സമാനേന ജതി മണ്ഡോദേന പരീതോ യസ്മിൻ ശാഖോ നാമം ഹീനുഹ സ്വക്ഷേത്രോപദേശകോ യസ്യഹ മഹാസുരഭിഗന്ധസ്ഥം ദിവമാനുവസയതി മനുവാസയതി തസ്യ അഭിപ്രായം പ്രണയവാധിപതിർനാമ മേധാതിഥി സോഭി വിഭജ്യ സപ്തവർഷാണി പുത്രനാമാനി തേഷു സ്വാത്മജാൻ പുരോജോ മനോജോപമാനം ധൂമ്രാനിക ചിത്രരേപ ബഹുരൂപ വിശ്വധാര സംജ്ഞാനിയാധ്യ അധിപതീൻ സ്വയം ഭഗവത്യനന്ദാവേശമതിസ്തഭോവനം പ്രവിവേശാം ഏതേഷാം വർഷ മര്യാദാഗ്രയോ നദ്യശ്ച സപ്ത സപ്തൈവ ഈശാനമുരു ശൃംഗോ ബലഭദ്രഹ ശതകേസ്രഹ സഹസ്രസോദോ ദേവപാലോ മഹാനസമിതി അനഘായുർദ്ധാം ഉഭയസ്പൃശ പരാജിത പഞ്ചപതി സഹസ്രസ്തുതി നിർജ്ജതൃതിരി തദ്വർഷപുരുഷാം കൃതവ്രത സത്യവ്രതദാനവ്രതാനുവ്രതനാമാനോ ഭഗവന്ത വായു ആത്മകം പ്രാണായാമ വിധൂതരജസ്തമസ പരമസമാധിനാം യജന്തേ അന്ധ പ്രവിശ്യഭൂതാനി യോ ഭിവർത്തി ആത്മകേതുഭി അന്തര്യാമീശ്വര സാക്ഷാൽ പാദനോ യദ്വശേ സ്ഫുടം ഏവമേതദ്ധി മണ്ഡോദാൽ പരത പുഷ്കരദ്വിഗുണായാമ സമന്ദനം ഉപകൽപ്പിത സ്വമാനീന സ്വാദൂതകേന സമുദ്രേണ ബഹിരാവുതോ യസ്മിൻ ബൃഹൽ പുഷ്കരം ജ്വലനശിഖാമല കനകമത്രായുധായുധം ഭഗവത കമലാസനജ്ഞ കമലാസനസ്യാധ്യാസനം പരികൽപ്പിതം തദ്വീപമധ്യേ മാനസോത്തരനാമേരിക ഏവാർവാചീന പരാചീന വർഷയോർമര്യാദാചലോയുട് അയുധയോജനാശ്രായാമോ യത്ര തു ശതസൃക്ഷു ദിക്ഷു ചത്വാരി പുരാണി ലോകപാലാനാം ഇന്ദ്രാദീനാം യതുപരിഷ്ടാൽ സൂര്യരഥസ്യമേരും പരിഭൂമത സംവത്സരാത്മകം ചക്രം ദേവാനാം അഹോരാത്രാഭ്യാം പരിഭ്രമതി തദ്വീപസ്യാദ്യ അപ്യധിപതി പ്രയവ്രതോ വീതിഹോത്രോ നാമേതസ്യ ആത്മജോ രമണകാധാതകി നാമാനോ വർഷപതി നിയുജ്യസ്ന സ്വയം പൂർവജകൽ ഭഗവൽ കർമ്മശീലമേവാസ്തേ തദ്വർഷപുരുഷാ ഭഗവന്തം ബ്രഹ്മരൂപിണം സ്വകർമ്മേണ കർമാണ ആരാധയന്തീതം ചോദാഹരന്തി യത്ര കർമ്മമയം ലിംഗം ബ്രഹ്മലിംഗം ജനോർച്ചയൽ ഏകാന്തം അദ്വയം ശാന്തം തസ്മൈ ഭഗവതേ നമൈതി ശ്രുശിരുവാച തദ്പരസ്ഥാൽ ലോകാലോകനാമാചലോ ലോകാലോകയോരന്തരാളേ പരിത ഉപക്ഷിപ്ത യാവൻ മാനസോത്തരമേറോരന്തരം ദാവതി ഭൂമി കാഞ്ചന്യന്യാദർശതലോപമാം യസ്യാം പ്രഹിത പദാർത്ഥോന്ന കഥഞ്ചിൽ പുനഃ പ്രത്യുപലഭ്യതേ തസ്മാ സർവസത്തു പരിഹൃതാസീൽ ലോകാലോകമിതി സമാഖ്യായതനേന ലോകാലോകസ്യ അന്തർവർത്തിനാവസ്ഥാപ്യതേ സ്വലോകത്രയാന്തേ ഭരതം ഈശ്വരേണ വിഹിതോ യസ്മാൽ സൂര്യാദിനാം ധ്രുവാപവർഗാണാം ജ്യോതിർഗണാനാം ഗവസ്തവയോ ഓർവാചീനാം ശ്രീലോകാന്യവിതന്യുനാ കഥാചിൽ പരാചീനാം ഭവിതമുത്സഹന്തേ ദാവുദുന്നയമ ഏതാവാം ലോകവിന്യാസോ മാലലക്ഷണം സംസ്ഥാപിചിന്ത കവിബീ സതു പഞ്ചാശൽ കോടിഗണനസ്യ ഭൂഗോളസ്യ തുരീയ ഭാഗോയം ലോകാലോകാചലഹരിഷ്ടാശ്വാസാത്മയോനിനാ അഖില ജഗദ്ഗുരുണ ഗുരുണാധിനിവേശിതാം യേ ദുരിതപതയ ഋഷഭ പുഷ്കരചൂടോ വാമനോ അപരാജിതമിതി സകല ലോകസ്ഥിതി ഹേതവ തേഷാം സുവിഭൂതീനാം ലോകപാലാനാം ച വിവിധ വീര്യോപബ്രഹ്മണായ ഭഗവാൻ പരമമഹാപുരുഷോ മഹാവിഭൂതിപതി അന്തര്യാമ്യ ആത്മനോ വിശുദ്ധസത്വം ധർമ്മജ്ഞാന വൈരാഗ ഐശ്വര്യാദ്യഷ്ട മഹാസിദ്ധ്യുപലക്ഷണം വിശ്വക്സേനാദിമി സ്വപാർഷദ പ്രവരെ പരിവാരിതോ നിജവരായുതോ ഉപശോഭിതേർ നിജഭുജദണ്ഡൈ സന്ധാരേമാണസ്തസ്മിൻ ഗിരിവരെ സമന്താൽ സകല ലോക സുസ്ഥയമാസ്തി ആകൽപ്പമേവ വേഷം ഗതയേഷ ഭഗവാൻ ആത്മയോഗമായി വിരചിത വിധലോകയാത്ര ഗോപീതായേത്യർത്ഥ യോ അന്തർവിസ്താരമേതേന് അലോകപരിമാണം ച വ്യാഖ്യാതം യത് ബഹിർലോകാലോകാചലാൽ തഥ പരസ്താദ് യോഗേശ്വരഗതിം വിശുദ്ധാം ഉദാഹരന്തി അണ്ഡമത മധ്യഗത സൂര്യോദ്യാവാഭിമ്യോർയതന്തരം സൂര്യ അണ്ഡകുളയോർ മധ്യേ കോട്യസ്യോ പഞ്ചവിംശതി മൃതേണ്ടമേഷമേ യതസ്മിൻ എത്തഭൂത്തദോമാർത്തണ്ടേതി വിപദേശ ഹിരണ്യഗർഭൈതി യദ്ധിരണ്യാണ്ഡസമുദ്ഭവാം സൂര്യേണ ഹി വിഭജ്യന്തേ ദിശഖം ദ്യോർമഹീഭിത സ്വർഗാപവർഗോ നരക രസോകാംസിജ സർവശ ദേവദിനീ മനുഷ്യാണാം സരീസൃവസവീരുധാം സർവജീവനികായാനാം സൂര്യമാത്മാദൃഗീശ്വര ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം പഞ്ചമസ്കന്ധേ ഭുവനകോശവർണ്ണനേ സമുദ്രം വർഷ സന്നിവേശ പരിമാണലക്ഷണോ നാമ വിംശതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം
ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ
We'll have a short break and we'll continue after
that. Kedo darpanam arjanam vamaharavagdi nirvavanam shreya kaitava chandriya vidaranam yavadu jeevanam anandambudhi vardhanam pradipada purnamrita swadhanam sarvadna savanam varam vijayade shri krishna sangeertanam namagari vahudanija sarva shakti tatrarpida nimida smaranena kala ഏതാദൃശീ തവ കൃപാ ഭഗവൻ മമാപി ദുർദൈവമീദൃശമിഹാജനിനാനുരാഗാഃ ശുനീചേന തരോരഭി സഹിഷ്ണുനാ അമാനിനാമാനദേന കീർത്തനീയ സദാഹരി നദനം ന ജനം ന സുന്ദരീം കവിതാം വാ ജഗദീശ കാമയേ മമ ജന്മനി ജന്മനീശ്വരീ ഭവദാത് ഭക്തിരഹൈ ദുഹിത്വൈ ഐ നന്ദതനൂജകിങ്കരം പതിതാം മാം ഷമേ ഭവാംബുദൌ കൃപയാ തവ പാദപങ്കജ സ്ഥിതധൂളി സദൃശം വിചിന്തയ നയനം ഗളദശുധാരയാ വദനം ഗദ്ഗദരുദ്ധയാ ഗിര പുലകേർജിതം ഗതാവോ തവ നാമ ഗ്രഹണേ ഭവിഷ്യതി യുഗായുധം നിമേഷേണ ചക്ഷുഷാ പ്രാവിശായുധം ശൂന്യായുധം ജഗൽ സർവം ഗോവിന്ദ വരഹേ നമേ അശ്ലിഷ്യ വാ പാദരതാം വിനഷ്ടുമാം അദർശനാമർമഹദാം കരോതു വാ യഥാ തഥാ വാ വിദധാതുലം മിഴോ മൽപ്രാണനാഥാസ്തു നൈവ നാപരാം. So in this fifth canto up to this now, this means this first 20 chapters spoke about the Bhumandalam, that means this middle planetary systems, reference to the earthly planet and the different varshas and the dweebs present here. Now what will happen is that going to talk about the in three chapters the over, that means the heavenly planets and that area is going to covered in this. So we'll read the first one. Evam adhyaya vimshatya bhumaryada nirubhida adapanam dumaryada palanam tribiruchyate. Siddha Swami says the 20 chapters up to this now, bhumaryada. Bhumaryada means this earthly planet Jambudvip and these earthly planets and its maintenance and how it is administered. That is why these Priyavrata, Uttrayanavada, Swayambhuvamanu, and all these things were spoken in this, that Priyavrata's activities were spoken, because it is only related to this planetary systems. Then, in the next three chapters, Dyo Maryada Palanam. Dyo means the higher planets. That means when Egavimshe Ravi Kala Chakrena Brahmadu Anvaham Sugatya Rashi Sanjare Loga Yatra Nirupyade. Due to influence of time, the sun's travel, that means in the 12 houses, the different months, what is referring to, and his travel to all these different houses, that is what is discussed in this 21st chapter. We'll read that and we'll come to that. ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം ഏതാവാനേവ ഭൂവലയസ്യ സന്നിവേശം പ്രമാണലക്ഷണതോ വ്യാഖ്യാതഃ ഏതേന ഹി ദിവോ മണ്ഡലമാനം ത്വദ്ദിത ഉപദിശന്തി. ഏതേന ഹി ദിവോ മണ്ഡലമാനം ത്വദ്ദിത ഉപദിശന്തി യഥാ ദ്വിതലയോർ നിഷ്പാവാദീനാം തേ അന്തരേണ അന്തരീക്ഷം തദുഭയസന്ധിതം. യന്മധ്യഗതോ ഭഗവാം സ്തപതാംബദി സ്തപന ആതപേന ത്രിലോകീം പ്രവത്യാഭാസയത്യാത്മഭാസാസയേഷ ഉദഗയന ദക്ഷിണായന വൈഷുവദസംജ്ഞാഭിർമാന്തി ശൈഗ്രസമാനാദിവിർഗതിഭിരാരോഹണ അവരോഹേണ സമാനസ്ഥാനേഷു യഥാ സവനമഭിബധ്യമാനോ മകരാദിഷു രാശിഷഹോരാത്രാണി ദീർഘഹ്രസ്വസമാനാനി വിധത്തെ യഥാ മേഷുതലയോർവർത്തതെ തദാഹോരാത്രാണി സമാനാനി ഭവന്തി യഥാ വൃഷഭാദിഷു പഞ്ചസു ജരാശുചരതി രാശിഷു ചരതി തദാഹ അന്യവർദ്ധന്തേ ഹ്രസ്വതി ച മാസി മാസ്യൈകാകാ ഘടികരാത്രിഷു യഥാ വൃശ്ചികാദിഷു പഞ്ചസു വർത്തതെ തദാഹോരാത്രാണി വിപര്യയാണി ഭവന്തി യാവത് ദക്ഷിണായനി മഹാനി വർദ്ധന്തേ യാവത് ഉദഗയനം രാത്രയാ ഏവം നവകോടയ ഏകപഞ്ചാംശലക്ഷാണി യോജനാനാം മാനസോത്തരഗിരി പരിവർത്തനോദാസു ഉപദിശന്തി തസ്മിൻ ഐന്ദ്രീം പുരീം പൂർവസ്മാൻ മേരോവർദ്ധേവദാനീം നാമ
ദക്ഷിണദോയാമ്യം സംയമനീം നാമ പശ്ചാദ്വാരുണീം നിംലോചനീം നാമ ഉത്തരദ സൗമ്യം വിഭാവരീം നാമ താസോദയം അധ്യഹാസ്തയമനി മാമയ നിഷീധാനീതിഭൂതാനാം പ്രവൃത്തിനിവൃത്തി നിമിത്താനി സമയവിശേഷണ മേരോശ്ചതുർദ്ദിശം തത്രത്യാനാം ദിവസം അധ്യംഗതമേവ സദ ആദിത്യസ്തമതിസവ്യേനാചലം ദക്ഷിണേന കരോതി യത്രോദേദിത സഹ സമാന സൂത്രനിവാദേ നിംലോചതി യത്ര ക്വചന സന്ദേന അഭിതപതി തസ്യ ഹൈഷ സമാന സൂത്ര നിപാതെ പ്രസ്വാപയതി തത്ര ഗതം ന പശ്യന്തി ഏതം സമനു പശ്യേരൻ യഥാ ചൈന്ദ്രിയാഭുജയാ പ്രചലതേ പഞ്ചദശകിടികാഭിരാമ്യാം സപാദകോടിവരം യോജനാനാം സാർദ്ധദാശലക്ഷണാനി സാധികാനി ചോപയതി ഏവം തദോ വാരുണീം സൗമ്യാമൈന്ദ്രീം ച പുനസ്തഥാന്യേ ച ഗ്രഹ സോമാദയോ നക്ഷത്രൈ സഹ ജ്യോതിശ്ചക്രേ സമഭ്യുജന്തി സഹ വാ നിംലോചന്തി ഏവം മുഹൂർത്തെ ചതുസ്ത്രിംശലക്ഷണയോജനാന്യഷ്ടശതാധികാനി സൗരോ രഥസ്ത്രീമയോസൌ ചതസ്രിഷു പരവർത്തതെ പുരീഷോ യസ്യേകം ചക്രം ദ്വാദശാരം ഷണേമിത്രനാഭി സംവത്സരാത്മകം സമാമനന്തി തസ്യാക്ഷോരേരോ മൂർധനികൃതോ മാനസോത്തരേ കൃതേതരഭാഗോ യത്ര പ്രോദം രവിരഥചക്രം തൈലയന്ത്രചക്രവൽ ബ്രഹ്മന്മാനസോത്തരഗിരോ പരിഭ്രമതി തസ്മിന്നക്ഷേദകൃതമുലോ ദ്വിതീയോക്ഷരസ്തുര്യമാനേന സംവിതസ്തൈലയന്ത്രാക്ഷവൽ ധ്രുവേ കൃതോ പരിഭാഗഃ രഥനീടസ്തുഷൽ ത്രിംശല്ലക്ഷയോജനായത് സുതുരീയം ഭാഗവിശാലസ്താവാൻ രവിരഥൈകോ യത്ര ഹയശ്ചന്ദോ നാമാന സപ്താരുണയോജിതാ വഹന്തി ദേവമാദിത്യം പുരസ്താൽ സവിദുരണ പഞ്ചാശ്ചാശ്ച നിയുക്ത സൗത്യേ കർമ്മണി കിലാസ്തേ തഥാ വാലഖില്യാംഘൃഷയോ അങ്കുഷ്ടവർഗമാത്രാം ഷഷ്ടി സഹസ്രാണി പുരതസ്മൂര്യം സുക്തവാകായ നിയുക്ത സംസ്തുവന്തി തഥാന്യേ ജൃഷയോ ഗന്ധർവ അപ്സരസോ നാഗ ഗ്രാമണ്യോ യാതുധാനാദേവ ഇത്യേകൈകശോ ഗണ സപ്ത ചതുർദശ മാസി മാസി ഭഗവന്തം സൂര്യമാത്മാനം ആത്മാനം നാനാനാമാനം പൃഥക് നാനാനാമാനം പൃഥക് കർമ്മവിർദ്വന്ദശോപാസതേ ലക്ഷോത്തരം സ്വാർദ്ധ നവകോടിയോജന പരിമണ്ഡലം ഭൂവലയസ്യ ക്ഷണേന സക വിദ്യുത്തരം ദ്വിസഹസ്രയോജനാനി സഭുങ്ക്തേ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പഞ്ചമസ്കന്ദേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം പഞ്ചമസ്കന്ദേ ജ്യോതിശ്ചക്ര സൂര്യരഥമണ്ഡല വർണ്ണനം നാമ ഏകവിംശതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം
ഗോവിന്ദ
ഗോവിന്ദ What we say before was Jambudvip. In Jambudvip, surrounding that is the salt ocean. Then 100,000 yojana. They say that for this salt ocean. After that, Plakshadvipa. Then that has got 200,000 yojana. Then that's the ocean. Then after that, next 400,000 yojana, then four dweep, then 800,000 yojana, in this way double everything, one thing to another, plaksham, shalmalam, in this way they have given the names there. So, each of these dweep or island and the surrounding ocean, that is how Sapta Sagaram and Sapta Dweep, that means seven oceans and seven islands. After that there is Lokaloka Parvatam. Lokaloka Parvatam, Lokaloka mountain city is called, and that creation of this whole constellation or is amazing thing, because rishis are able to see this through their divine power. They are able, dividrishti, they say it. We won't have any idea what is being spoken about. We hear about one or two words above from this in the Bhagavatam in different places. For example, Lokaloka mountain is spoken in another place. And in this mountain, in the Lokaloka mountain, on the four corners, there are four elephants. They are called Diggajam. Elephants standing there. Why are they standing there, these four elephants? They are so huge, they keep the balance of this this Jambudivam. And that is what he is saying. For balancing purposes, these four elephants do that. For example, if in one side of the say earthly planets, if too many people or too much weight, unbalance can happen. Therefore, you can imagine how big these elephants are and how heavy they are. There is a story spoken in that direction, in that instance, about this, that in one instance, for example, when Sri Parvati got married to Shiva, the marriage happened in Kanyakumari, and in fixing the marriage was in Shuchindrab, not far from Kanyakumari. So both Shiva and Parvati decided to come to Kanyakumari for the marriage. So normally in Kailasam, Mahadeva lives there in Kailasam. But if both of them comes to Kanyakumari, the earthly planet will lose its balance. Therefore, they had this, even they were worried that their moving away from Kailasam can bring an imbalance in the planets. What did Lord Shiva do at that time? He called Agastya Maharshi and told him that he should stand away from those people who have come for the marriage in Kanyakumari. He should stand in the opposite directions in order to balance the weight. And Agastya did that for Lord Shiva's marriage. Agastya did that. So, similarly, Krishna has given some power. It is not what we see yet as the physical weight and physical size. What we see is the important thing. There are so many other forces operating here in the material nature which we are totally unaware of. Science will never be able to identify all these things. So, here what they are saying is that these elephants, which are in the four directions, because of their presence, the earthly planet is able to maintain its balance. And through these mountains, different incarnations of Krishna is also traveling. For example, within this Lokaloka mountains is the sunshine, only available within the Lokaloka mountains. Outside that, there is no sunshine available. So even the sunlight is present only within this Lokaloka mountains, which covers the whole universe. So outside it is darkness. And if you ask the question, what is outside Lokaloka mountains, it is very difficult to say, because it is darkness outside. And you can see a little bit of that in the 10th canto, when Krishna takes that Brahmana to Vaikuntha planet. Do you remember in the 89th chapter, I think, that when the Santana Gopala in Dwaraka, when that Brahmana lost his children, 10 children, and Arjuna promised that he will find them and bring them back, Arjuna couldn't do it. Finally, Arjuna decided to jump into fire and give up his body. So at that time, Krishna protected Arjuna and told him, Arjuna will bring them back. So they have started traveling. And if you read that in the Bhagavatam, that description, you will see there they pass through this Lokaloka mountains. Lokaloka mountain. There you will notice there that when they reach that Lokaloka mountain, after that it is darkness, and Arjuna was, and they are traveling in this chariot and they couldn't see anything. It is total darkness everywhere. Arjuna says to Krishna, how do we know which way we are going in this darkness? So Arjuna is touching Krishna and asking him, because he was checking, is Krishna is still sitting next to him. So it was that dark outside, and immediately Krishna puts a light on, which is the Sudarshana disc. When he brought Sudarshana disc comes in, he could see the light for the route they have to go through. And this Sudarshanam disc is the lamp what Krishna carries with him. And Krishna knew very well that it is darkness outside the Lokaloka mountains. But he could have lighted that before he got into the darkness. But he could have called Sudarshanam before that, but he didn't do it. What was the reason? Reason is this, that road to Vaikuntham, even Arjuna will not be shown. It won't be shown to anybody. That was the reason they say. Because if Arjuna gets to know the route, he will start again that journey. He didn't want that. So he may think that, let me go to Vaikuntha and see what happens there. So Krishna won't allow all these things, even if it is Arjuna. He wouldn't allow that. Even doesn't matter whether it is Arjuna or anybody for that matter. Krishna's relationship with the devotees also like that. That up to a certain limit, Krishna will allow us to have to reveal some understanding from Krishna's creation. But tadaparastha yogeshwaragadim vishuddham udasharani. It says there also, in the Bhagavatam you can read that. In the 20th chapter, if you look into the 42nd verse, he says, Yo edar andarvistaram edena hya lokaparimanam cha vyakhyatam yad bahir loga loga jalal tada parastyad yogeshwara gadim vishuddham udaharandi. See that 42nd verse? Yo andarvistaram edena edena hya loga loga parimanam cha vyakhyatam yad bahir loga loga jalal tada parastyad yogeshwara gadim vishuddham udaharandi. Vishuddham Udaharandi. That Yogeshwaras, that means those who are even highly realized souls, even for them, they are finding it difficult to know what happens after crossing these mountains. All you can understand is you have to travel a lot to reach Vaikuntham. So, more or less, Krishna, they have discussed, Sri Brahmashi has given a idea about this planetary system here, and he said that earthly planet is here, and there is a top planet, top part of that, and there is also, he says, there is seven coverings on top of that, seven coverings, avaranam, sapta avaranam, and that is all together called Brahmandam. And an example of that, he says here, that just like if you have a look at this coconut inside, there is the coconut water right inside, isn't it? And then after that, the coconut has got its pulp part. And then there it's got its shell. And outside that shell, you can see it is the external shell. Inside shell and the external shell when it falls on the tree. Similarly, this just like this coconut, it has got a vacant space inside. There is water there and there is a vacant space also. Similarly, this Brahmandam or universe also, it is inside this Brahmandam or the universe is this 14 planetary systems, what we talk about, the 14 planetary systems. Then after that, there is seven covering, seven layers of coverings outside that. And the space what you find inside this Brahmandam or universe, that is the space what we call a space, and outside that space there is the seven coverings. But when we look outside, all we see is the sky, the space. So he says there that, he says to Parikshit Maharaj, that my dear king, when you look upwards, outside that space only these planets are present, which we see as the stars in the sky. And many other planets were present there. And all that, Jyotirgolam they call it, they are all present there. So then, so in this space, outer space, while traveling, Shiva Brahmashri is saying, they do not fall down in order that they stay in their position. Krishna has given them a special power to all those planets. Otherwise, you can imagine that they could drop anytime. So Krishna is saying here, if you look into the chapter, you will see that in the 23rd chapter, you will see it mentions there in the third verse, Yadha Medi Stambham 23:3. Yadha Medi Stambham Akramana Pashava Samyojida Astribi Savanyi Yathastanam Mandalani Charandevam Pagana Grahadayam Edasmin Andarbhiryogena Kalajakrama Yojida Dhruvameva Avalambya വായുനോ വിദീര്യമാണാം ആകൽപാന്തം പരിഞ്ചക്രമന്തി നപസി യഥാമേകാശ്യേനാദയോ വായുവശാം കർമ്മസാരദയ പരിവർത്തന്തേയേവം ജ്യോതിർഗണാം പ്രകൃതി പുരുഷ സംയോഗ അനുഗ്രഹീതാഹ കർമ്മനിർമ്മിത ഗതയോ ഭുവി ന പതന്തി. Why they don't fall, that is what is spoken there. It says here, karma sarade parivartande evam jyotirganam prakriti purusha samyoga anugrahidam karma nirmita gadayo bhuvina patandi. That means they are not in a position, those planets who are in the sky, the stars, and they cannot stay away from each other, and they cannot get closer either. In other words, what we say now as the law of attraction, whatever. So, and they have to keep moving in their path, what has been prescribed to them. They have to live within that. And among all those planets who are present like that, sun is important, he says. That and then sun, there is 27 stars, starting from Ashwadi onwards. Then there is 9 planets, and out of them the sun planet is more important. And he says daytime, nighttime, midday, and sometimes the night comes down, the daytime increases, sometimes the daytime comes down, night increases. All these things is under the control of the sun. And also the sun planet is also responsible to a large extent for the change of different seasons in this planet, and all that is happening due to the change in the movement of the sun planet. So, and therefore also Shiva Brahmarshi says here that sometimes he is worshipped as a direct representative of Krishna, or therefore he is addressed as Surya Narayana sometimes, and who is directly visible to us, and in that way he is worshipped because of this. And similarly, he has spoken about the simple way about the movement of the sun planet. And then after that, in 22nd and 23rd chapter, he is going to talk about the other planets and their movements. So, in this last chapter, he spoke about the movement of the sun planet. And now in the next chapter, he is going to talk about the movement of the other planetary systems. 22nd and
23rd. സോമശുക്രാദി സ്ഥാനം ആഹോത്തരോത്തമം തത്തൽഗത്യനുസാരേണ ഇഷ്ടാനിഷ്ടേ തഥാ നൃണാം. മൂന്ന് സോമ ശുക്ര വീനസ് ആൻഡ് ദേർ പൊസിഷൻസ് ആൻഡ് അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു ദേർ മൂവ്മെന്റ് വാട്ട് ക്യാൻ ഹൗ വാട്ട് ഇൻഫ്ലുവൻസ് ദേ ക്യാൻ ഹാവ് ഓൺ ദ ഹ്യൂമൻ സ്പീസീസ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഓൾ സ്പോക്കൺ ഇൻ ദി 22nd ചാപ്റ്റർ. ശ്രീരാജോവാച യഥേദൽഭഗോദമാദിത്യസ്യ മേരും ധ്രുവഞ്ച പ്രദക്ഷിണേന പരിക്രാമതിരാശീനാം അഭിമുഖം പ്രചലിതം ചാപ്രദക്ഷിണം ഭഗവതോപവർണിതമുഷ്യവയം കഥമനിമീമിഹീതി. യഥാ സഹോവാച യഥാകുലാലചക്രേണ ഭ്രമദാ സഹ ഭ്രമദാം തദാശ്രയാണാം വിപീലികാദീനാം ഗതിരന്യപ്രദേശാന്തരേഷു ഉപലഭ്യമാനത്വാദേവം നക്ഷത്രാശുവിർവക്ഷിതേന കാലചക്രേണ ധ്രുവം മേരും ച പ്രദക്ഷിണേന പരിധാവതാ സഹ പരിധാവമാനാനാം തദ്ദു ആശ്രയാണാം സൂര്യാദീനാം ഗ്രഹാണാം ഗതിരന്യൈവ നക്ഷത്രാന്തരേ രാശ്യാന്തരേ ചോപലഭ്യമാനത്വാൽ സ ഏഷ ഭഗവാനാദിപുരുഷ സേഷ ഏവ സാക്ഷാന്നാരായണോ ലോകാനാം സ്വസ്ഥയമാത്മാനാം ത്രയീമയം. കർമ്മ വിശുദ്ധിനിമിത്തം കവിഭിരവിജ വേദേന വിജിജ്ഞാംസ്യമാനോ ദ്വാദശതാ വിഭജ ഷൽസു വസന്ത ഋഷുതൃഷു യഥോപജോഷ മൃദൂണാൻ വിധദാതി തമേതമിഹ പുരുഷാസ്ത്രയ്യാ വിദ്യയാം വർണ്ണാശ്രമാചാരാനുപതാം ഉച്ചാവജയ കർമ്മവിരാംനാദേ രോഗവിധാനേശ്വശ്രദ്ധയാജന്തോഞ്ജസാശ്രയ സമതി ഗച്ഛന്തി അധസമേഷമാത്മാലോകാനാം ദ്യാവാ പൃഥിവ്യോരന്തരേണ നഭോവലം യസ്യ കാലചക്രഗതോ ദ്വാദശമാസാൻ ഭുക്തേ രാശിസംജ്ഞാൻ സംവത്സരാവയവന്മാസപക്ഷദ്വയം ദിവാനക്തം ചേത സപാദക്ഷയമുപദിശന്തി യാവത ഷഷ്ടമംശം ഭുഞ്ചീത സവൈഹൃതിരുത്യുപദിശ്യതേ സംവത്സരാവയവം യഥ ജയാവതാർത്ഥേന സഭോ വീധ്യാം പ്രചരതിതം കാലമൈനമാചക്ഷതേ അഥ ജയാമെന്ന ഭൂമണ്ഡലം സഹദ്യാവാ പൃഥിവ്യോർമണ്ഡലാഭ്യാം കാർസ്യേന സഹപുഞ്ചീതം കാലം സംവത്സരം പരിവത്സരമിടാവത്സരമൈവത്സരം വത്സരമിതി ഭാനോർമാന്ത്യശൈഘ്ര സമഗതി സമാമനന്തി. ഏവം ചന്ദ്രമോ അഗ്നർക്കം അർക്കാഗ്രഭസ്ഥ്യ ഉപരിഷ്ടാൽ അക്ഷയോജന ഉപലഭ്യമാനോ അർക്കസ്യ സംവത്സരഭുക്തിം പക്ഷാഭ്യാം മാംസഭുക്തിം സപാദക്ഷാഭ്യാം ദിനീ നൈവ പക്ഷഭുക്തിം അഗ്രചാരി ദ്രുതതരഗമനോ ഭുക്തേ അഥജാപൂജ്യമാണാഭിശ്ചകലാഭിരമരാണാം ക്ഷീയമാണാഭിശ്ചകലാവി പിതൃണാം അഹോരാത്രാണി പൂർവപക്ഷാവരപക്ഷാഭ്യാം വിരന്വാന സർവജീവശ്ചൈകമേത്രം നക്ഷത്രം ത്രിംശദാ മുഹൂർത്തേ ഭുക്തേ യേഷ ഷോഡശകലപുരുഷോ ഭഗവാൻ മനോമയം അന്നമയം അമൃതമയം ദേവപിതൃമനുഷ്യഭൂത പശുപക്ഷി സരീസൃപവിരുധാം പ്രാണാപ്യായനശീലത്വാൽ സർവമയം ഇതി വർണയന്തി തഥോപരിഷ്ടാൽ ത്രിലക്ഷയോജനതോ നക്ഷത്രാണിമേരും ദക്ഷിണേനൈവ കാലായനം ഈശ്വരയോജിതാനി സഹാപജ്യേഷ്ഠാ വിംശതി തഥ ഉപരിഷ്ടാ ദശനാദ്വിലക്ഷായോജനതോ ലഭ്യതേ പുരത പഞ്ചാൽ സ്വശ്ചാൽ സഹയോവർക്കസ്യ ശൈഘ്രമാന്യാസാമ്യാഭിർഗതിഭീരർക്കവർച്ചരതി ലോകാനാം നിത്യതനുകൂലമേവ പ്രായേണ വർഷയം ചാരേണാനുമീയതേ സ വൃഷ്ടിവിഷ്ടം ഗ്രഹോപശമനം ഉശനസാ ബുധോ വ്യാഖ്യാതസൽ ഉപരിദ്ദിഷ്ടാ ദ്വിലക്ഷയോജനതോ ഭൂത സോമസുതോപലഭ്യമാനം പ്രായേണ ശുഭകൃത്യദാർക്കൽ വിധിവിച്ഛേദ തദാദിവാദാദ ഭൂപ്രായാനാപൃഷ്ടിവാദിഭയമാശംസതേ അത ഊർധ്വമംഗാരകോപി യോജനലക്ഷത്രേ ഉപലഭ്യമാന സ്ത്രീവിസ്ത്രീവി പക്ഷേരേകൈകശോരാശി ദ്വന്ദ്വാശാനുമുക്തേ യതിന വക്രേണാഭിവർത്തതേ പ്രായേണ ശുഭഗ്രഹോ കശംസ തത് ഉപരിഷ്ടാ ദ്വിലക്ഷയോജനാന്തരഗതോ ഭഗവാൻ ബൃഹസ്പതി ഏകൈകസ്മിൻ രാശോ പരിവത്സരം പരിവത്സരം ചരതി യതി നവക്രസ്യാൽ പ്രായേണ അനുകൂലോ ബ്രാഹ്മണകുലസ്യ തത് ഉപരിഷ്ടാദ്യാലോചന ലക്ഷദ്വയാൽ പ്രതീയമാനം ശനൈശ്വര ഏകൈകസ്മിൻ രാശോ ത്രിംശന്മാസാൻ വിളംബമാന സർവേ സർവാനേവാനുപര്യതി താവൽപിനനുവത്സരൈ പ്രായേണ ഹി സർവേഷാം ശാന്തികരം തത് ഉത്തരസ്മാദൃശമേകാദശലക്ഷണയോജനോന്തര ഉപലഭ്യതേയ ഏവലോകാനാം ശ്മനുഭാവയതോ ഭഗവൻ ഭഗവതോ വിഷ്ണുരിയൽ പരമം പ്രദം പ്രദക്ഷിണം പ്രക്രമന്തി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം പഞ്ചമസ്കന്ദേ ജ്യോതിശ്ചക്രവർണനേ ച ദ്വാദശ ദ്വാവിംശതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം
ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദം
ത്രയോവിംശേ ധ്രുവസ്ഥാനം ജ്യോതിശ്ചക്രാശ്രയം തഥാ ശിശുമാരസ്വരൂപേണ ഹരേശ്ച സിദ്ധിരുച്യതി സോ ഇൻ ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ശ്രീധരസ്വാമി സേസ് ദേർ ദാറ്റ് ഓൾ ദീസ് ജ്യോതിശ്ചക്രം ഓൾ ദീസ് പ്ലാനറ്റ്സ് വാട്ട് ഹാസ് ബീൻ സ്പോക്കൺ ഇൻ ദി ഓൺ ദി ടോപ്പ് ഓഫ് ദി യൂണിവേഴ്സ് ഹി സേസ് ദർ ഓൾ ഡിപ്പെൻഡൻ്റ് ഓൺ ദി ധ്രുവ പ്ലാനറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ശിശുമാര സ്വരൂപേണ ആൻഡ് ദേർ ദാറ്റ് മാനിഫെസ്റ്റേഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ പ്ലാനറ്റ്സ് ദേർ is in the form of Shishumara, a big huge crocodile. And that is spoken in this 23rd chapter. Shri Shukavaja, Atatasmal Paradastrayodasha Lakshanam Yojana Andarado Yatad Vishnu Paramampadam Vivadandi Yatraha Mahabhagavad Odruva Autanabala Agni Retrena Indrena Prajapati Na Kashyavena Dharmena Samagala Yugbisa Bahumanam Dakshina Dakrayamanam Idanim Avi Kalpajeevinama Jeevim Upasteta Sehanibhavam Upavarnidam സഹി സർവേഷാം ജ്യോതിർഗണാനാം ഗ്രഹനക്ഷത്രാദീനാം അനിവിഷേണ വ്യക്തരംഹസാ ഭഗവത കാലേന ബ്രാഹ്മ്യമാണാനാം സ്ഥാനവിവാവഷ്ടമ ഈശ്വരേണ വിഹിത ശശ്വതോപാസതേ യഥാ വേദീസ്തംഭം ആക്രമണപശ്മ സംയോജിതാസ്ത്രീ സമൈര്യഥാസ്ഥാനം മണ്ഡലാനി ചരന്തിയവം ഭഗ്നാഗ്രഹാദയ ഏതസ്മിന്നന്തർബഹിര്യോഗേന കാലചക്രമായ യോജിതാധ്രുവമേവ അവലംബി വായുവിനോദീര്യമാണാം ആകൽപാന്തം പരിചക്രമന്തി തപസി യഥാ മേഘാശ്യേനാദയോ നാദേ വായുവശാ കർമ്മസാരതയാ പരിവർത്തന്തേയം ജ്യോതിർഗണാ പ്രകൃതി പുരുഷ സംയോഗാനുഗൃഹീതാം കർമ്മനിർമ്മിതയോ ഭുവി ന പതന്തി കേശദേന ജ്യോതിരണീകം ശിശുമാര സംസ്ഥാനേന ഭഗവതോ വാസുദേവസ്യ യോഗധാരണയാ അനുവർണയന്തി യസ്യ ഉച്ചാഗ്രേ വാക്ഷിരസകുണ്ഡലീഭൂദേഹസ്യ ധ്രുവ ഉപകൽപിതസ്യാംഗുലേ പ്രജാപതിരഗ്നിരിന്ദ്രോ ധർമ്മ ഇതി പൃച്ഛമൂലേ ധാതാ വിധാതാ ച കുട്ട്യാം സപ്തർഷേദസ ദക്ഷിണാവർത്തക ദക്ഷിണാവർത്തകുണ്ഡലീഭൂതശരീരസ്യ യാനി ഉദഗേനാനി ദക്ഷിണപാർശ്വേ തു നക്ഷത്രാണി ഉപകൽപ്പയന്തി ദക്ഷിണായനാനി തു സവ്യേ യഥാ ശിശുമാരസ്യ കുണ്ഡലാഭൂവ സന്നിവേശസ്യ പാർശ്വയോർഭയോരപ്യവയവാ സമസംഖ്യാ ഭവന്തി പൃഷ്ഠേത്തു ചുവീതി ആകാശഗംഗാ ചോദരതാ പുനർവസുപക്ഷ്യോ ഋഷ്ണവാമയോ പശ്ചിമയോ ശ്രോണ്യാരാ ശ്രോണ്യോ ആർദ്രാശ്ലേഷേ ച ദക്ഷിണമേയോ പാദയോരഭിജി അഭിജിത്ത് ഉത്തരാഷാഢേ ദക്ഷിണവാമയോർ നാസികായോ യഥാസംഖ്യം ശ്രവണപൂർവാഷാഢേ ദക്ഷിണവാമയോ ലോചനയാർദ്ധനിഷ്ഠാമൂലം ച ദക്ഷിണവാമയോ കർണയോർമുഖാദീന്യഷു നക്ഷത്രാണി ദക്ഷിണായനാനി വാമവൃഷമന്യഷു വൃഷിയുഞ്ചീത തഥൈവ മൃഗശീർഷാദീന്യുതക ഉദഗയനാനി ദക്ഷിണപാർശ്വം കൃഷു പ്രാതിലോമ്യേന പ്രയുഞ്ചിത ശതഭിഷാ
ജ്യേഷ്ഠേ സ്കന്ദയോ ദക്ഷിണവമയോർണ്യസേൽ ഉത്തരാഹനാവഗസ്ഥിരധരാഹനോ യമോ മുഖേഷു ജാംഗാരകശനൈശ്വര ഉപസ്ഥേ ബൃഹസ്പതി കൂദിക്ഷദ്ദേവക്ഷസ്യാദിത്യോ ഹൃദയ നാരായണോ മനസി ചന്ദ്രോ നാഭ്യാമശന സ്തനയോരശ്വിനോ ഭൂത പ്രാണാപാനയോ രാഹുർഗളേ കേതവ സർവാംഗേഷു രോമസു സർവേ താരഗണാ താരാഗണാഃ ഏതദ ഹൈവ ഭഗവതോ വിഷ്ണോ സർവദേവതാമയം രൂപം ഹരഃ സന്ധ്യായാം പ്രയതോ വാഗ്യതോ നിരീക്ഷണാനോ വധിഷ്ഠേര നമോ ജ്യോതിർലോകായ കാലായനായ നിമിഷാം പദയേ മഹാപുരുഷയാ വിധീമഹീതി ഗൃഹക്ഷതാരയമാദിദൈവികം പാപാപഹം മന്ത്രഗതാം ത്രികാലം നമസ്യതസ്മരതോ വാ ത്രികാലം അശീര തലകാലജം അശുപാപം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം പഞ്ചമസ്കന്ദേ ശിശുമാര സംസ്ഥാവർണനം നാമ ത്രയോവിംശതി തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ
Mainly in that chapter, the importance of sun planet is spoken, and many other stars and planets surrounding this sun planet, that is also spoken there. Their movements and their influence on this planet, and that is what it is based on. That you know, when astrological charts are made at the time of birth, what they are looking at is the positioning of these different planets, their planetary positions. And based on planetary positions and the stars who are present there, we say that we are born at such and such a time. When the astrologers make the chart, they will mention, that is how they will say about the time you were born. For example, we are born at say 5 o'clock this afternoon. So in these 2015 years, to a year on this particular day, evening at 5 o'clock, if somebody is born, what is the significance of that time? Significance of that time is, at that particular time, the position of these different planets where they were. And that has a significance because it's based on that many calculations are made for their chart. Then that is how you say, this is my star, this is the position of the planets when I was born. These things are spoken. And on what basis they will write their horoscope or their astrological chart is made on that basis. But if you get carried away by all that, it gets sometimes too complicated, because people start thinking that based on these planets that everything is already decided, and that's nothing you can do about it. It's meant to be like this because these planets are indicating that everything is going to be bad. There's nothing I can do about it. That also will happen. And sometimes we will say that some time is good in life because the planets were in the good position. So this way, sometimes you can see people, they get too much affected by this. They start thinking good times and bad times in life, and they start looking into astrology and the chart and the planetary positions. In this way, the whole life they spend on this without doing the right thing. And they also know that they struggle very hard to bring good times in life by engaging in all kinds of austerities for that. Shukla Brahmarshi mentions here about that. If you look into that, you'll see what he has got to say about that, about this astrology. He's saying there in the 23rd chapter, if you look, the 9th verse. Grahakshadaram ayamadi devikam papavaham mandrakadam trikalam namasyadasmaradova trikalam nasheda talakalaja ashupapam. In one verse he said what he wanted to say. Grahakshadaram ayamadi devikam papavaham mandrakadam trikalam namasyada smarado va trikalam nasyeda talakalajam ashupapam. He is saying here that that time in this creation is cannot control the time.
time is continuously moving. And due to the movement of the time, is all these things what's happening. We are getting old, we are born, we die. In the flow of time, these things, that is the power of time. Kalam, it's called, isn't it? Kalosmi, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita also, Kalosmi, the time I am, he says. Kalosmi logat shayagat pravartha, logan samahartha miha pravartha, kridey vidvan bhavishyanti sarve yanastido pratyanigeshu yodha, in the 11th chapter. So, influence of time on us, on this body, if you want to study and go after that, Shukra Brahmarshi is saying here, that because pious activity, sinful activity, and good life, bad life, good time, bad time, all these things is based on the body. And it is no point, because in astrology they will not talk to you about going back home, back to Godhead or self-realization. Those things are not discussed there. What it will discuss is only about this body and its existence in this particular point in time. We have a body which we got at a particular time, and this body will disappear at a particular time, whenever that happens. In between what's happening, that is what is discussed in the astrology. So, and simply struggling to improve the conditions in this short period of time, to know, instead knowing very well who we are and come back to our spiritual identity and freeing ourselves from the material existence, is what Shukra Brahmarshi's recommendations to us, instead of getting involved in that. Therefore, he says, you have to take Krishna shelter and surrender to Krishna and free yourself from the developed bhakti and get out of this material existence. So, and that is why to show that to us is Dhruva's story spoken there. This self-realization is such a difficult thing to understand. You can't pinpoint and say, like a project in this world, that if I practice this, if I do this for a certain period of time, that I will get liberated or I will get released from this misery. There is no statement anywhere in the Shastra. You can see different people have taken different time in their history. Dhruva Maharaj took 6 months to see Krishna, and Krishna gave him the guarantee that he will get liberated at the end, isn't it? But to see, 6 months time was sufficient for Dhruva. Only 6 months it took for Dhruva. Parikshit took 7 days to get himself out of the trouble. He got realized in seven days' time. When he was a king, ruler of the planet, he was not looking for self-realization. But as soon as this warning of death came, and then he decided to give up his body in remembrance of Krishna, came and sat in the river bank, in Ganga river bank, Shukra Brahmarshi came there, and it took 7 days' time for Parikshit to go. Prachetas, if you look in the Bhagavatam, how long it take for them? 10,000 years they performed penances underneath the water. For 10,000 years. So, who can say how long it will take? Nobody can say. For Dhruva it was 6 months. For Parikshit it was 7 days. And for Prachetas it was 10,000 years before Krishna Lord Shiva appeared and gave them the Rudra Gidam, and 10,000 years they chanted Rudra Gidam, and when they came out, Mahavishnu appeared in front of them. So, for Ghatvangena Gadiga Navadiprayobidam Navyadhev, Ghatvanga, King Ghatvanga, he went to the heavenly planets to fight, and when he came to know that he has to leave his body, he came back and he had only Gadiga Dvayena, two Ghatiga, that had time for him, and he utilized that time and he realized the self. So time factor is difficult to say how long it will take for anybody. Prachetas took 10,000 years, Dhruva took 6 months time, Parikshit took 7 days. Yamardhada Pingala. Pingala took only half a yamam. Half a yama means there is 4 yamam in the night, 3 hours if you take. And Pingala had, after she met Dattatreya Maharshi, due to Dattatreya's grace, she got realizations. And that only took, only she had to spend Yama Ardhada Pingala, only
half of a yamam, about 1.5 hours, she spent in self-realization. She got released. So, gatvango gadiya navadi prayobidana vyate. Then, different people, Parikshit 7 days, Dhruva Maharaj 6 months, like that it varies. And Prajadas 10,000 years. So, who can say what will happen? That is the important principle to know in spiritual life. It can happen today in 1 second if Krishna wants that to happen. So, Dhruva Maharaj, 5-year-old child, he managed to escape. 5-year-old child, isn't it? And then, Shukra Brahmarshi, the way he is explaining here is, Dhruva's planet is there, and all other planetary systems are there. It's like a toy is given to Dhruva to play. All the planets which are around his planet. It's just like you throw the toys to the child to play. Similarly, all other planetary systems around Dhruva's planet is like toys for him to play. And similarly, just like these planetary systems, this sun planet and these stars and the solar system and the all these things, Milky Ways, all these, similarly, there are many more others existing there. And Dhruva Maharaj is playing with all of them. What does that mean? It means that he, Dhruva Maharaj, is always busy in Krishna's service. So if you take like that, like Dhruva Maharaj has done, then all the bad influences of the time also will go, and we will not be, eventually you will get released from the influence of time. Influence of time means that freedom from death, that will come to our self-realized state where time will have no more influence on us. So, and then that chapter continues, which we will discuss tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
There's no cost.
Ah, sorry, that's on next Saturday.